Previously on Hippo Juice.
All right. Well, Marie's not here. So, Kyle, guess what?
What's up?
You're promoted. Read one of the stories.
Oh, do I get to pick?
Yeah, bro, you're fucking in the fire.
Oh, you
pick one. Go
you're
for it.
Okay, it's your let's show see. Now.
Whatever you want.
We're all even.
Ooh, yeah. Ooh. Let's start with Florida man snorts cocaine in front of cops.
Perfect. I don't have the song, news. So I'm not playing.
Oh, you don't
it
have. Oh, my God. That's the whole reason.
Marie's
they
not here.
Do everyone from Florida.
No, that's going to happen. I have
everyone
the power. I have the power.
You might not be the brightest guy, but I mean.
Mom.
That's a standard story in Florida, though. I've shared cocaine with police in Florida.
There's a video. Do you want to play
allegedly,
the video?
Allegedly, 7 years ago.
Of course there's a video. Of course you pick the one that has a video. All right.
Everyone from Florida.
All right, everyone happy? Everyone fucking happy?
Oh, dude, I'm so happy.
Everyone
now
from Florida is dumb. I might not be the brightest guy, but next to them my IQ's high. If they had guitars, here's how they'd strum.
Marie's going to be so happy that this still happened.
Hippo Juice is recorded in front of a live internet audience.
Ladies and gentlemen, step right up and witness the wonder of the Hippo Juice Show.
Ah! Hippo Juice, nigga!
Welcome to the Hippo Juice Show. The number to call in is 954-573-2780. If you still use that function on your smartphone device, if not, it's no problem. Just friend us on Skype, Hippo Juice Film, one word. Another way to get in contact, let's go to morelikeradio.com/live for the anti-social fucks that you are. And you can talk to us there in that chat room. We pay attention to that too, guys. We're everywhere. Today is June 21st. Oh my God, it's almost July.
It's the summer solstice, everyone.
First day of summer. It's a hot one out there.
Are there going to be 500 days of this?
No. Jonah Hill has lost weight, so there will be 6 more weeks of summer.
Oh.
But outside of that, I think we're going to be fine. Join us on.
He just looks like a really Jewish Bradley Cooper.
Yeah, that's fair.
You could have just said a really successful Bradley Cooper.
There you go. That would have worked, too.
Bradley Cooper is pretty successful. I don't know if you know this, but he's had many hit
movies.
Yeah,
but imagine if he was Jewish.
Yeah, I guess.
There's a lot of good points being on both sides here. I'm not going
to lie. He probably spends his money, enjoys it.
So,
not saving it all up for his daughter's wedding?
Joined, as always, by Marie. Don't call me Sarkeesian Lopez.
I'm here, everyone. You're welcome.
Mersh is here.
Am I?
Yeah, he's here.
Are any of us really here, man? Sorry.
I fucking hate you. Ryan's here.
I always feel a little pride when I hear Ryan chuckle. Like,
is Velvet there, Ryan?
What is that, Velvet?
Yeah, she is. She is. She's,
hi.
She was in the middle of putting on makeup, and then I burst her bubble when I told her there was no...
nobody watching?
Not tonight.
Y'all hey, listen. Tonight. No, nobody watches. I don't know why everybody goes through all this for the video.
You listen. Back from his sabbatical, producer Joel Trimmerwin.
Show me your genitals. Your genitals.
What?
Show me your genitals.
Your genitalia!
By the way, is Bradley Cooper's from Philadelphia.
Really?
Yep.
So he's definitely not Jewish.
Nope.
No.
He's we don't like that. We don't like those kind there.
Philadelphia, man? No way. I call it that now.
I call it,
they do. They're going to call it Philadelphia.
Bro, did you see that during the NHL playoffs, the nickname for Nashville was Smashville?
Okay,
that's
see,
hot, right?
I was confused because we were talking about Philly, and then suddenly you started talking about the NFL playoffs. So I got confused, naturally.
It's because the Eagles aren't a good team normally. Anyway,
I know about sports ball.
He's a fake Broncos fan anyway, so it doesn't matter. A fake Broncos fan.
Yeah, just when they won that Super Bowl.
Yeah, you go to
Broncos,
a lot of games.
I'm a supporter because they live here, but I'm an Eagles fan.
Is Donovan McNabb still doing good?
Yes, he's doing great.
He's doing good. Yeah, he got his third DUI a couple weeks ago. So That's an awesome. Actual thing.
I believe you. Dutch, trust me.
Well, he's probably like
you.
In the lower 18% for Philadelphia.
Can I be honest with you, though? When you're a quarterback and you retire and you stick in some county area around your old city where you were a hero, what else is there left to do but fuck wing house waitresses and get DUIs? Like, Tiger Woods is just basically living like...
in the area. I think he's from Florida.
Like, Tiger Woods basically lives a retired quarterback's life. That's what he does. He just hangs around Florida, he bangs people, he gets DUIs.
Well, to be fair, Tiger Woods was the quarterback of golf.
I don't think you understand how golf is played.
Or quarterbacks.
I don't think it's not a good analogy.
Don't have quarterbacks.
I think it's a fantastic analogy. Everyone paid attention to him and wanted to date him, and no one cared about the rest of the players.
That's a good point. I guess, she's got a point. I can't even argue with that. It's true.
I mean, you made a good comparison without making a racist. Congratulations.
You're welcome.
I feel like balloons and confetti should fall from the ceiling right now.
But seriously, have you heard an athlete was banging Shoney's waitresses and
Tiger Woods really needs
DUIs.
To aim higher.
It was it was Perkins, not Shoney.
And to be fair, he's getting DUIs in Jupiter, Florida. Like, it's not even a good part of Florida.
It's halfway, halfway in between two good parts of Florida.
Exactly.
That's a good point.
It's if he got drunk in Jupiter, Florida, that means he got drunk at an Applebee's.
Yeah, that's right.
Or at someone's home.
Yeah.
Well, at someone's above ground pool party.
Chili's has a great buy one, get one special.
I don't think you know, though, the above ground pool is a little better. The water stays cleaner and warmer. Yeah, okay, whatever you got to tell yourself,
Phil. Do you want regular wings or the boneless kind?
Oh, my God.
But the thing is, like, Tiger was married to a woman who was like a Game of Thrones level bitch. You know what I mean? And then he's running around banging bitches from Wing House. Like, what is wrong with you? Get it together, man.
Yeah, but have you had their wings?
Not that it's better, it's just that it's different.
I know, but it's just, dude, it's like you're going to get caught. Get caught with two Asian hookers at the Chateau Marmont in L.A. getting your ass eaten.
Or Halle Berry.
I understand the it's not better, it's different. I really do. But the thing is, when you're Tiger Woods, you could do different and also better. You don't have to settle like every other man who just has to just, oh, it's different at
least. When you're Tiger Woods, there's no reason you should be banging a girl who probably likely banged me a week before.
That's
like,
a great
you should cross the swords.
Everybody focuses in on the... on the Perkins waitress, but do you remember like the porn stars and some of the hot broads who came forward and said, "Yeah, I was fucking them too." They were good looking as well. Everybody's just focusing on that one though.
Yeah, because
somebody banged you, Mersh.
It's happened. Listen, I was as shocked as you were when it happened, but it happens, and that's the important thing. Is that I think what we need to not lose sight of here is that there's hope for everyone out there, folks.
It's the voice, isn't it?
You never lose hope, folks. Even I'm getting it sometimes.
Notice how he said sometimes. He has to make sure that he prefaces it.
Well, look, we all have some, we all have some bad harvest seasons.
Hey, what's up, Adam? I think that's Adam Edwards, our listener from across the pond.
Oh, and speaking of Mersh actually happening sex sometimes, and an open letter to gay white men, no... You're not allowed to have a racial preference.
Told you. I kept telling you.
Take a guess? I didn't look at anything. Sure. Is this Huffington Post?
HuffingtonPost.com.
Oh, my God. You nailed that one.
And it's an entry.
I'm going to write an open letter to open letters.
I was also going to have honorable mentions to Slate and Jezebel, I thought.
Yes.
You mean African-American.
Or The Guardian. There's a lot of
this
them.
This open... letter to Huffington Post was written by Donovan Trott, a contributor.
I bet he's straight. I bet he crushes a lot of pussy.
Yeah, that guy cannot stop fucking.
By the way, just a heads up, whenever he's like, oh man, can't figure out this whole gay thing. Is it nature or nurture? Don't name your kid Donovan. It's usually a step towards the not
Again,
gay
what
area.
About McNabb?
Well, the jury's still out on
McNabb.
Okay,
literally for the DUI. Go ahead, Marie.
Well, this I'll wait.
Nice callback. Sorry.
This contributor, Donovan Trott, is a writer and producer of the upcoming film No Chocolate, No Rice.
And a homosexual gentleman, I'm assuming.
Okay. Dear gay white men.
I'm listening. I mean, what?
First of all, whenever you write dear, insert group of people here, it's a fucking shit article. Just stop writing it. Just, you know what? Put it in your little recycle bin. Okay? Hit delete from permanently immediately.
Okay.
There's no reason to do that.
Dear Mersh, stop marginalizing us, please.
Okay. Before I begin, I want to understand, I want you to understand that I'm not calling all of you racist.
Racist.
I want to start an article with dear blacks. Just have everybody go, what the fuck?
I've never been one to throw that word around casually, and even though I'm sure there are some that would fit like a glove, I'm not talking to them. I'm talking to you, the cisgendered white gay men out there who hold no ill will towards minorities, especially blacks and brown ones.
What about the ones that do?
Yeah.
But somehow have never found themselves in bed with one. You're good guys. I know this to be true. You mean well when it comes to race relations, but as a white man in the world, you must admit you have no clue what it means to be racially discriminated against. As a result,
tell that to the auto warmer.
No, they only know what it's like to be discriminated against for liking penis.
As a result, there are often times when you don't recognize when your behavior towards people of color veers into problematic territory.
Problematic is code word for being offended but trying to sound smart.
Yeah, also problematic is usually written by white men who drink cum out of their wife's vaginas that belong to other men.
As a black man within the gay community...
You're none of those things, Marie.
I recognize...
You could have just said as an HIV-positive person.
Oh, come on, Marie!
That shit all the time and have a few points I'd like to discuss with you. I'm not here to judge you. There's only one capital H-I-M...
Mersh killed himself.
And it's not me. But you want to take the words... you want to take the words to heart if you'd like to live up to those progressive memes you shared on Facebook all the time. Let's start with the epicenter of your problematic behaviors towards my kind, your dating app profile. I know it can be hard to find the right words while expressing your preferences when it comes to what you're looking for in a partner. Whether you're looking for Mr. Right or Mr. Yeah, Daddy, right there.
I'm looking for a miss.
This is not for you.
Oh, okay.
This article is not for you.
Yeah, okay. They're not talking to us.
It's not for you.
I like how you said that, Marie. Do
By
it
the
again.
Way, for the record, that's pretty exclusionary. You know, I think they should look into the HuffPost, editorial process.
That would be great.
Mr. Yeah Daddy right there. But
Thank
I can't
you.
Help but notice that a lot of you get lost, like really lost, when it comes to stating your preferences properly. To be clear, you're not allowed to describe...
To be queer,
you're not allowed to describe the kind of guy you're looking for and the things that turn you on, but specifying the race of your desired partner...
Am I the only one that's filling up right now? Because I'm liking this guy basically is saying...
Filling up what?
My penis with blood because of all the gay talk. I'm sorry. I thought it was being good.
Oh, I thought you meant stomach with bile. Oh. Okay, we were on two different wavelengths there. We're both filled up, though.
I was filling up my mouth with mucus. What were you doing? But specifying the race of your desired partner is a line that is not to be crossed.
Marie, we've asked you to stop spitting in the studio.
Please stop.
Multiple times for weeks now.
Well, if you keep
unless you're spitting your hot bars, which is fine.
You guys keep moving my spit bucket, and it's grosser when you do.
Yeah, that's not the spit bucket, actually.
Wait, so hold on. So I missed some of it mainly because I don't care anything. I don't care about anything that Huffington Post has to say, and I don't care anything that an open letter has to say. So if you are gay, you are not allowed to have a racial preference as to what you like.
Correct. It's just another thing. It's just another thing for them to... Ugh.
So if I were to say I like rounded out eyes and white complexion, that's okay, but I can't say I need Caucasians.
First of all, Ryan, you had me at white cum.
Yeah.
what were you saying? I don't know. I lost my train of thought.
Well,
yeah, what don't you get you, bro? You're not allowed to say what you like and don't like in a partner.
You know what? Like, this is the obviously it was gone for a while, and I forgot how quickly I find no enjoyment in these things. How much they immediately anger me, these types of stories.
Well, Ryan,
all this is doing is making me think about the girl with the penis.
Ryan, oh, yeah.
Ryan,
I really want that.
Most things.
Ryan, who makes you angrier, the gays or the blacks? And go. You have 2 minutes.
Gay blacks? Who's the guy who could... Who's the guy who couldn't make it on the Rams?
I love Donovan Hot to Trot.
Who's the guy that couldn't make it on the Rams?
Sam, right? It was Sam?
Yeah, Michael Sam.
Michael Sam, yeah.
Well, in a similar vein, Royce.
Who's the guy that didn't?
Royce. Make
it. Michael it, Sam, yeah.
In a similar
Michael
vein,
Sam.
I don't believe you grabbed this one.
But I have it right here. You're a bigot if you wouldn't have sex with your gay friend.
Precisely.
Hey, by the way, I just want to get away with something I could never say on Facebook. You know why Michael Sam didn't make it on the Rams, right?
Why?
Because he's a faggot. Sorry, I could never get away with that on Facebook. Okay, guys, ban me from the show, I guess, for 30 days.
Well, you can.
You know what's funny? Like, maybe Watch. 3 or 4 days ago, whatever it was, I forgot. Like, Leah had shown me some sort of story or something. God, I can't remember. But it was basically just more people bitching, you know, more millennials bitching. And all the only response I said was, everyone is a faggot. And not the gay faggot, just everyone's a fag.
Yeah.
Like
for instance, if you think that IPAs are racist and signify white supremacy, you're a faggot. It's nothing to do with liking men, but you're a faggot if you actually spent 300 words to go, here's why IPAs signify white supremacy.
You might be a faggot. I like the Jeff Foxworthy thing we're doing.
I'm all about some white supremacy. I'm not going to lie.
If you're yelling about privilege to an out-of-work coal miner, you might be a faggot.
That's right, folks. Get Jeff Fagworthy's 2-CD compilation coming out this weekend where he tags all the faggots.
You know what?
If you think that white privilege applies to people standing on the unemployment line with you, you might be a faggot.
Go ahead, Ryan.
Let me tell you the half of the article title that I read the other day that just I wanted to punch a hole through the computer.
That's almost every article title nowadays. Reason number six will shock you.
Really?
No, I hate those, but I swear this was the title. It says, Katy Perry apologizing for cornrows and racial appropriation. Well, it's a start at least. And then there was more. It was a really long title. And I couldn't even stomach it.
She had to apologize, and the article writer said it wasn't enough.
It was a start, at least, because apparently only black people are allowed to have cornrows.
Hashtag no one else.
What about every tourist in Jamaica?
Can I be honest, though? They might be allowed to have them, but nobody should be allowed to want them. Let's be fair.
Was there anything in that article that says that she should have apologized to me about being a bitch to me during Warped Tour when I was doing an interview with Gym Class Heroes?
Oh.
If you think I read that article, then you have forgotten everything about me.
Reading? Right there, the reading should have tipped you off.
Yeah, Ryan has ADD.
And
let me tell you about racial appropriation.
Bad.
Let me tell you about racial appropriation. Okay?
Yeah, it's going to be a heavy show. I can feel it.
Kenny's cutting in.
So supposedly, you can't do something that belonged to other races, right? And I'm going to say this as lightly as possible.
Uh-oh.
That means black people shouldn't wear anything but loincloths, because until whites showed them to put pants on, they were wearing loincloths.
True.
And fried chicken is a white Southern thing.
Cheetah
so,
loincloth.
Exactly. By the way, so I apologize for that, too, and keep eating freaking warthog or whatever
so,
it is.
And to uphold not culturally appropriating anything, you're actually going to subjugate black people to where they once came from. And take away their rights
from whence you came.
But wouldn't they want that? I mean, what if we like banned them to like China or something?
No,
and
here's
forced
the thing,
them to
though.
Take on Chinese. Wait,
okay,
no,
right.
Here's, I don't like this.
All right.
I don't like this.
First of all, I didn't realize how much of a wow, Leah. You just okay.
But look, I'm like half black though. It's okay.
She's allowed.
Here's,
she is allowed.
No, you're allowed. Here's how it works. Here's
my grandma's black.
Here's how it works. Yeah. Black people want to just get rid of all white people, but just keep all the things we invented and take credit for them. They basically want everything.
Yeah, well,
that's what they want.
Leah's grandmother is black, so she's allowed to say nig.
Yeah, totally.
Just half.
Yeah,
except
half.
I sound more like a redneck when I say nig. So
yeah,
I just don't
go
there.
You definitely don't look like a redneck.
So what? Who cares? I'm Irish, and after October 14th, I can say it too. Just give me a couple more months. I'll be back in the game.
All right. Well, let's go back into some safe territory.
Go. This is safe?
This is safe territory.
All right. Let's try.
You're a bigot if you wouldn't have sex with your gay friend.
Fair enough. I'm on board.
I'm fine.
Okay.
That's different for you. But can we... Which gay friend?
Yeah.
Does it matter?
Yeah,
it does.
Kind of.
Yeah, absolutely it does.
Well, of course.
Every time I meet a beautiful man, they're gay.
So as a straight man, I'm a bigot for not wanting
correct.
To have
and
sex
here's
with
why.
My gay
here
friend.
Is why, Dutch.
Explain, please.
According to a recent study conducted by the Williams Institute, that Serena Williams, she did a lot
I don't
of tennis.
Think that's true.
Was it just Serena? Did Venus not have anything
no,
to do with
no.
it?
No, Venus is out of the picture.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
She's yeah. out of this world.
Stop it! I'll hit you! Oh. I actually pictured him rolling his eyes as he said it.
LGBTQ plus individuals. I hate that they keep putting symbols and letters onto this acronym.
What's plus now? I'm not even trying to be a dick. I don't know the extra
because
thing.
They didn't want to have LGBTQ A B C D E F G H I J K L M N O P. So they just put a plus because they gave up after the Q. The plus is the symbol for giving up, guys.
Okay.
Just saying. Individuals account for roughly 3.5% of the population. What this means is that although quite unlikely, it is statistically probable that you will go your whole life without coming into contact with an LGBTQ plus individual, unless he moves oh to a different God. Vicinity. A gay person.
So they're saying you should fuck your gay friend saying, because they can't find saying, other gay people.
You out. Should have sex with alphabet soup is what I'm getting
they're saying
here.
Okay. There are gay people in small towns where they're the only gay people. So as your friend of your gay person, you should have sex with them so they get to have the pleasure of having sex.
That's why we have AIDS, though.
I'm pansexual, so all this applies to you guys. I'm fine in this area.
Does this mean
well, if you're pansexual, does that mean you like having sex with frying pans
or pan flutes?
Yes.
So does this rule apply to us cis straight white men that go
yes.
out that want to get pussy?
That and more
do you
so-
owe us? You all owe us pussy now.
Mm-hmm.
Because no, because you're not gay. You got okay, to be gay, apparently.
This, I wanna
I'm
read,
not getting
guys,
this at all.
Guys, I want to read to you my favorite quote from this article.
All right.
My favorite quote. I actually pulled it out and shared it to the audience.
I don't like where you're going. I don't like
this
what you're
the
doing.
Quote. This
but
is
I'm
going to
let you continue, but tread lightly.
This is better than Plato and Aristotle and Socrates.
Okay.
All right?
Plato's pretty awesome.
Okay. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. There is nothing inherently gay or weird about sucking another man's penis.
What? Yeah. Well, I would argue.
I mean, I thought this was going to be thought-provoking, not just normal facts.
Yeah. That's what you didn't learn about Ryan in the last 2 years.
Look, there's nothing gay. Mersh, put your headphones back on. There's nothing wrong. There's nothing gay.
There's nothing gay or weird about sucking another man's penis.
Okay, I want to get these overly effeminate gay guys to go down on a chick and see how they feel.
That's
gonna
fair,
vomit.
Right?
I'll be honest. Quite frankly, I have a problem with it. You know, so I can only imagine how they're going to feel.
All right, guys. I got
That's where the pee-pee comes out.
I got a solution. Guys, I got a solution. Let's bring it in. Bring it in, guys. Got
okay,
a solution.
Okay, I'm here. Got take a knee. Everyone
world,
take a knee. Take a knee.
Take a knee. Come
world
on,
peace solution part A.
Part A?
Everyone has sex with everyone.
It's just like where you do the numbers and then letters each number. Because that's like when they tell you, oh, there's only 10 questions on the test.
Merch.
And then there's fucking
merch,
50.
Merch.
Sorry.
You.
Merch doesn't like tests, guys.
No, I don't.
You as a person have to have sex with 7.7 billion people. Everyone has to have sex with every other person on this world. That
it's
is how
gonna,
we solve
it's
world
It's going to get rough in India
I,
for a while.
Can I be honest? Yeah, it's going to, it's doable.
It's going to be rough in India.
I can't imagine I'm going to survive.
All right. To yeah. be fair, they have to be of age. Don't have sex with kids.
It's still going to be rough in India.
I've already had sex with a large number of people, and I'm going to go out on a limb and assume that my immune system's already compromised. So I'm checking out of India, like Royce said. I'm going to stay
completely. Yeah, you're doing the rest of us a favor by just bowing
I
out
make
early.
I'm
going to
stay out of that whole region, really, quite frankly.
Wait, we should make it, you're right, we should do
how
that. We should
people?
Do like the amazing race,
how
but except we have yeah. sex with every race. I like that.
How many people yeah. can you have sex
I
with to end?
I already won.
World.
Sorry. What?
Sorry, go ahead.
What?
You know that map that gets shared around Facebook? It's like, how many states have you visited in the United States? How many cultures?
I thought it was the sex offenders map.
How many cultures have you fucked to start world peace?
Let's see.
Ooh. I should at least
white,
have a world's
Hispanic,
fair going by now.
Black.
I have one.
Do mulattoes count?
No, that's just white and black.
I guess that gets a point on each side.
No.
Okay,
no,
so
you don't get a fucking cone that's half chocolate, half vanilla. That doesn't count as strawberry.
No, you get
4.5
You get percentage points. Like Royce gets a 0.5 percentage point for fucking an Armenian. Because I'm half Armenian.
That's way more exotic, though, because
I
mean, think of how many Armenians
white?
Got murdered in 1913.
That's true.
You know, the odds of banging an Armenian are now slimmer than they would have
that's
been
correct.
Had the Turks not murdered your people.
Allegedly.
Okay, I think the only thing I haven't had is an Asian guy, because I'm scared to even know what's down there.
I've never actually fucked an Asian girl, but Asian girls just don't like me.
I know what's down there. Math problems.
No, that's no. They have peanuts, not a match.
You know what it is, though, girl. Asian girls like manners, which is probably why
I've been with a half Asian girl. Does that count?
A half.
I don't know.
Asian
I just feel like they would be yelling at me the whole time while we're doing it. You know, they always sound like they're screaming at each other. Anyway,
you fuck me now.
I get it. I have her same fear, but on the other side of the fence, where I feel like she's just going to cover her mouth and giggle like a geisha the whole time. That's all I'm going to get the whole time.
Being so smooth.
And you're going to think that she's laughing at your penis size.
Exactly. We are very simple people with a very small penis.
I mean, I think for an Asian girl, you're
so small.
I think everyone would be big enough for you if you're an Asian chick.
Exactly.
I mean, don't they have like the smallest like vaginas
or
something?
No, I think that's not true.
No, she's right. They do. I know for personal.
That's what I thought.
Yeah,
I went to the
true.
Bodies exhibit, well, and the little penis on those guys was like.
You know that the majority of those kids were like 12 and 14 years old, right?
Yeah, their vaginas.
They were tall as fuck to be 12 and 13.
Well, I watched.
They tell you the age of
their
people.
Vaginas.
And they were Asian.
Their vaginas are no more tight or shallow than the average person.
Well,
I understand. I said I've never been with an Asian girl. I didn't say I never paid to have sex with an Asian girl.
No, the average vagina length is four inches long.
I've seen plenty of my fair share of anime, and if I've learned anything from that, it's that all Asian women are basically two breasts that are a milk jug that's in a pressure chamber.
Yeah,
and they only want to bang people that have eight tentacles. It's weird.
Water
it's
balloons.
Annoying.
Like, let me pop them titties. What is that? Yeah. Why are they always exploding?
I'm telling you, any countries
that lose
world wars. I used
to be afraid to sleep on mine. I thought they would pop.
Any countries that lose world wars, man, you're fucked.
You are fucked. Is that really a concern, Leah? Sleeping on your titties? Your fake titties?
Yeah, seriously. When I first got them done, it was a long time ago. It was like 10 years ago. But they were so high up. They were all, like almost to my chin. I could like look down and touch
my boobs. Kelsey's were when she got hers done.
I thought you were
going to
say they were so hot. I thought you were going to say they were so hot for a second.
I'm a stomach sleeper. And every time I would lay on it, I would like literally feel the implant like being, you know, like, pressed on really hard, and you know there's a lot of bad things that can happen if it like explodes inside your body.
Yeah, obviously,
and
explodes never
to
good
this
when it's
day
in your body.
I still have fear of it, but I can't stop sleeping myself. But I mean sleeping on my stomach.
Were your implants made of Jello? I mean, they have pretty good
kind of
stuff
yeah
these days where it's not, you know, it's
well, you know, I don't know, they're under the muscle, they're good, they're protected. It's just, you know, you never know. I don't have like, I don't want to go in the emergency room like holding a tit like my boob popped, help me.
You're going to get up from sleeping.
That would be really funny.
Anyways.
So basically, so you could blow a guy and it's fine?
Well, not only is it fine, you should be doing it to solve world peace. Because if you're not fucking...
To solve world peace.
Right.
Sounds good to me.
The
lack that means
thereof.
Like world peace is an issue that
we need
to solve.
No, but here's the thing. I love how the girls are all like, yeah, it's...
Good point,
it's,
Ryan.
I love the girls are like, yeah, it's fine for me because you're fucking another girl. That's hot and awesome.
Yeah.
For us, it's like another dude. It's not cool. Then we're like, oh, God, I got to put the... I don't want this in my... Girls barely
excuse
want dicks
you
in their mouth.
Excuse
girls barely
you
want if, dicks what, in their mouth.
Excuse
what
you
receiving, Royce. Receiving.
Yeah.
On that end.
You want to be a bottom?
No, I don't want to be in it.
No, I mean like a guy sucking your dick.
Or bottom.
Can I choose who sucks my dick? Does
or
it have
bottom
to be a guy?
Yes.
Yeah, could it be a
yes
really, really good looking tranny?
Yes, that's fine. We're not talking about trannies. We're not talking about trannies. Trannies are
you know,
fine.
In the
we're
article,
not talking about dreams. Like we're talking about something
like
else.
A,
yeah.
In the article, it did say what's Farticle the difference between you masturbating and another dude sucking your dick.
The difference is I control the narrative.
Another human being, the absence of another living person, there's that.
But if you were the last man on Earth and you discovered another man, and you know, would you do it then?
This guy
Why?
Is almost pro rape.
I'm trying to find a way to make someone say yes.
Well, that's easy for money. For enough money, I'll do something. Obviously.
You and you got enough. You got enough Hamiltons. I'm down. I mean,
yeah, Hamiltons. Hamiltons isn't a lot, Ryan. Those are $10 bills.
Oh, Lincoln's.
That's worse. You're making it worse.
That's a
you're
penny
the only human being who would use the phrase Hamilton.
Yeah, hammies. You call them hammies. Hey, brah, I'm loaded with some hammies.
Yep.
He goes in the strip club. Doesn't even break his hammies. He makes it rain hammies.
I was gonna make a joke, but I don't know who's on the $2 bill.
I don't know either. Thomas Jefferson, right?
Thomas Jefferson, is he?
Who's
know
on the $2 bill?
I don't know, but you know who should be on every bill? That fucking
Donna Minnie McMahon.
That
dick.
Oh,
for
fuck!
World
mine wasn't that even as good as that, volleyball. So forget it.
Thomas Jefferson.
I nailed it. I knew that slave fucking motherfucker was on the $2 bill.
We need to have that.
Also on the 20s.
We need to have that Indian genociding hero, Andrew Jackson.
You're thinking of Andrew Jackson. Andrew Jackson and Thomas Jefferson are not the same white dudes.
Racist.
No, I'm saying Andrew Jackson's the man. He's dope.
They used to call him Ajax in the hood, too.
Founder of the Democratic Party.
Yep.
I'm going to guess the guy who wrote this article probably has a lot of gay friends and no one wants to sleep with him.
Yeah,
he's trying to like guilt them without directly telling them.
Why won't you guys fuck me?
You need to bang everybody, including guys that like to, you know, wear the dress shirts with the white collars named Donovan, who also live two floors up from you. Because this is ridiculous. You're like, what? It's a very specific article. Why was it emailed directly to me?
Put out a fire article. I don't know if you read it.
What is this? Another fire one?
Let me guess. How can Bernie win this time?
Yeah. What is it? Is it 12 ways you know you're a transsexual vampire? What is it? Come on, hurry up.
Because I figure once you get to the third point.
If any news article that comes out, if it's on a numbered list, I am not reading it. As soon as I see two paragraphs, I'm like, why'd you even write it? For you?
Do you need 12 ways to find out you're a transsexual vampire? Like,
yes, I do.
Because I feel like
number five will shock you.
I feel like if I have three symptoms of being a transsexual vampire, I'm already just going to.
Reasons
like WebMD.
Reasons why I'm leaving your website: A, you make me turn off my pop-up blocker. B, you make me sign in. C, you make me pay to read your shit. D, it's paginated between 1 through 10, where I have to click through 10 different pages to read the.
Yes, I was going to say, if a website makes me scroll all the way to the bottom to scroll over to the next thing, I'm like, forget it.
Yeah,
It's separated between way too many advertisements. C,
it's like I don't
see reason A where you made me turn off my ad blocker.
I don't know. I'm not going to scroll to different pages to finish the list. I don't care how heartbreaking the real photos of the Titanic are. I'm not going to make it to the end. I got everything I needed from the first two.
I don't care how many Disney princesses look like things lists. I won't click next.
Yeah, but how are you going to find out which Disney princess you are?
Yeah, Marie, what are you going to just live your whole life not knowing if you're a Snow White?
And which
or
local
Cinderella?
I can't go through my life like that. I have to click next.
Oh, that's such a Jasmine thing to say, Dutch.
I'm obviously a Pocahontas.
I'm more of an Ariel type.
No, I'm such a Pocahontas, it's not even funny.
It's true.
I'm paying with those colors.
Because your people were murdered by a bunch of other people. You're right. You're pretty much the...
Also, I got married too young and I was innocent.
I wouldn't say you were innocent, Marie.
And then you took me to England and killed me.
I didn't do any of those. You're alive. You're right here.
These are all true things.
She's right here.
I'm going to corroborate that.
You're looking at her.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm a dead person.
You're not.
I wonder if we could just convince a whole court that he murdered you and that you're a ghost. If I could just take the stand while she's
I just start wearing Boys to Men outfits where I'm all white.
No, I don't like to say
I'm totally dead.
Or better yet, Tupac, I ain't mad at you.
I got nothing to love for you. Okay, next.
Next story, Royce.
Why do you say it like that?
Get out your phone and start texting our super producer, best friend, no longer director of Han Solo movie, Phil Lord. And maybe his friend Chris Miller.
Yeah, they were fired.
What?
Phil Lord and Chris Miller were fired.
Fucking
what?
Fired.
Turns out, as it stands, that Lucasfilm wants to go in a different, shittier direction.
That's basically.
So there you go.
Lucasfilm wants to go in a different direction.
A shitty direction. I'll say it.
No. Yeah, you're God, right. It's please, no.
I,
don't give a fuck. No.
I have no dog in this fight. It's a shitty direction. And fuck you.
One of the producers or somebody from Lucasfilm,
Kathleen Kennedy.
Kathleen Kennedy, overrated bureaucrat.
Is a bitch.
Lucasfilm president Kathleen Kennedy.
President.
Also known as bitch.
Confirms the news saying that Phil Lord and Chris Miller are talented filmmakers who have been.
And that she's also a bitch.
Yeah, and also her middle name is Kimberly, so her initials are KKK. She's a piece of garbage.
Piece of shit bitch.
Nazi.
Have assembled an incredible cast and crew, but it has become clear that we have different creative visions.
Yeah, they
want to
be creative, and you want to fucking phone it in because you're Disney.
A new director will be announced soon.
Who?
I'm sure that Disney like they're trying to think of the, like the smallest minority they can. Because the last couple movies, all right, the hero had to be a black guy, then it had to be a woman. I'm sure they're trying to find like a gay mixed dog, and they're just like they don't want to do it.
But and yeah,
but remember, if you see that gay mixed dog, you need to have sex with it.
That's correct. Air Bud, yeah. Air Bud, and I just want to see how they're going to tie in the Air Bud franchise with the Star Wars franchise, and it's going to happen now that Disney owns everything.
Some kind of stupid fucking LGBT flag basketball. Fucking enough of you people.
I guess what happened.
Look, Mom, the dogs are gay too. Shut up.
I guess what happened is Phil Lord and Chris Miller are a fluid writer, director, producer.
Gender
fuck.
Having sex with their gay friends to show that they're not bigots.
None of that's true.
Directors, right?
I assume.
Well, we had the hot tub
story. Yeah, well,
story.
No, they did tell us on the air that they like to have sex with each other on a regular basis. No, they did say that.
We have a hot tub story.
You heard it here first. Folks, exclusive story right now, breaking.
Right.
Phil Lord, Chris
news.
Miller.
Hashtag allegedly.
They have sex with each other.
That's not true.
Super and then they alleged. Pay each other for the sex.
Probably not.
They're
true.
Both gay for pay with each other.
I mean, they really like each other as friends.
It's like gay sex and money laundering.
It's not. Remember,
except nothing like
that.
We
just learned that sucking penises doesn't make you gay, Mersh, so there's the checkmate.
There is truth in that.
Checkmate. Yeah,
except I'm not one of you fucking liberal cuckservatives.
Don't use any of those words, please.
A cuckservative? Is that like a cuckold?
It's you're liberal cuckservative.
You're a libtard cuckservative.
You're everything. You're everything.
Oh, well, Mersh is everything.
So I'm on Huffington Post right now because I need to vomit. And
it's cheaper than Epicac.
Huffington Post. They're torn right now because
uh-oh.
As much as
wait,
they hate capitalism.
Are they as torn as Natalie Imbruglia? that level of torn?
Well, let me, you joke, but as much as they hate capitalism, they love George Clooney. So the story is George Clooney just sold his tequila company for $1 billion. So now is he going to be praised for being awesome at running a business? Or is the story going to be about how dare he make $1 billion when there's so many people without $1 billion?
A billion? Wait, what tequila company was that that's
Tito's?
Worth a billion?
I really hope it's Tres Calmas.
We're not Tito's. Tres Calmas? Is that what it is?
It's tequila company Casamigos. To alcohol beverage giant Diago.
House friends?
Wait, can you translate that into English, Ryan?
Yeah, so, yeah, House Migos, you know, they're bad and bougie.
House Migos.
House Migos.
All right, hold on. Like, I've never heard of this. I'm an alcoholic. Like, I know these things.
It's crazy that I've never heard of this because, yes, I enjoy tequila.
That's the thing, a billion. Like, that's a lot for a brand I've never heard
you
of.
Know.
What would you do with $1 billion? Dutch.
Are you producing the show now?
Die of alcohol poisoning
My
the next
God.
Day?
Did you just get butt hurt?
No, my butt hurts from last night because she tried to put the vibrator in.
Oh, Dutch!
Why didn't you let her?
I did it for a little bit, and then it started hurting.
How big's the vibrator, Dutch?
36 inches.
Well, did you use any lube?
One of those little bullet things. I don't remember. We were really drunk and high at the same time.
That might be it. Oh, fun things happen when you're drunk.
And high.
And high.
Yeah, and have a bullet vibrator, and have a girlfriend who has great boobs.
I'm thinking about it. I think I put it in her butt too.
You swapped butt juice like butt grease.
You never go butt to butt.
Ugh.
You think I'm taking my dick out of my own ass and putting it in hers? No.
Well, yes. I mean that's how it is in my Dutch and Roy's fan fiction.
But the fact that you just said your dick fits in your ass is very intriguing to me.
Yeah, it's called Dutch and Royce, a mysterious. It's called Dutch and Royce, a mysterious encounter.
Yeah, stop being so easily.
I thought it was called Dutch and Royce in space.
No! Spoiler! That's how. Okay, the end of the first one, we're both in space with all of our clothes ripped off.
I thought it was Dutch and Royce Butthole Adventurers.
Honestly, it's just Wrath of Khan with a lot of gay sex.
She's Wrath of Khan.
Listen,
fine.
You guys are both straight, but if you're good friends, butt sex each other.
I'm sorry. So, and I'm not making this up. I've literally never been to HuffingtonPost.com. I'm literally on this for the first time, and this is no exaggeration. And when you click on the categories are politics, entertainment, lifestyle, and then voices.
I like to call
it entertainment.
So you can
choose between black voices, queer voices, Latino voices.
Okay.
What about white voices?
What about Asian voices?
No, that's racist. And that's not cultural appropriation.
What about men voices?
Male voices?
What about hot, sexy women voices?
Yeah. What about the homeless voice? Do they not get a voice?
No, they never got a voice.
Man, homeless people get fucked on all fronts.
I hate your voice.
Yeah. So, I mean, obviously, there's no way I'm not going to click on queer voices because I'm sure it's going to be a story, something that I didn't know existed, and I'm bad for not knowing it.
Oh, my God. We know the Pulse shooting happened. It was a year ago. Can we relax?
Wait, what happened?
So, okay, so here's the very first story. No, really. Give Captain America a boyfriend.
What?
Sorry. He's not gay.
Well,
stop
his
it.
Name is Captain.
We can verify this.
First of all, I can hear him in the. I can hear him back there. Dutch, stop being a bigot. Stop being a homophobe.
I'm sorry. I just got very frustrated. I pushed the mic away from myself.
Go on, Ryan.
He's kissing girls.
We're so right. sorry that Captain America doesn't fit the conventional idea that you think he fits into.
Okay, listen. Not. But before you shoot down the article. Well, let's at least read the beginning. After Orlando, the seemingly frivolous things are more important than ever.
I was kidding. I was just joking.
Royce, the Pulse shooting was significant in our community.
So, you know, like in the middle of an article when they write in big, bold letters, like a quote that they really like from their own article, which seems kind of narcissistic.
You know, it's like
it is a little strange.
We like Captain America, but we want to make him, I don't know, more promiscuous, can have him have a bad relationship with his father, well, have a higher chance at STDs.
That's what they put.
Oh, okay.
What they put was a queer cap is a message to the queer community that we can be part of that America too. What America? The made up comic book people who don't exist America?
Why do you need a gay Captain America? Hawkeye's already a faggot. So why do you need another gay character? This is
There's
bullshit.
No super soldier serum that truly exists for straight Americans.
First America? Of all, you got Hawkeye. He's a faggot. Second of all, Falcon. Jury's still out on that guy.
Yeah, we don't know.
I don't know why he's always so, oh, yeah, I'd love to join you, Cap. Like, you don't even know this guy, weirdo. Stop jogging with him every day.
Yeah, he's just saying, stop jogging with Captain America, you weirdo.
There's a lot of gay characters in the universe.
Yeah.
Okay, Tony Stark, he's a womanizing alcoholic, obviously, to overcompensate for his homosexuality.
Everyone knows that.
So why?
Okay, no, here's a quote you're going to like, Mersh. And so this, of course, is a gay guy writing this. Not because it's queer voices, because it's a writer for Huffington Post, so I assume they're all gay.
Yeah, or fat Asian women.
Ready? We have few places to turn to see ourselves portrayed in a positive light, and almost infinite options for seeing ourselves hated and dying.
Yeah, except, I don't know, every show on HBO and Showtime. Enough of you people. You got the fucking crosswalks now. A month of parades. Like, when does it end? When the fuck does it end? Blacks aren't even this demanding, and we literally owned those people for 100 years. When does it end with the LGBT community? When does this...
Somebody left.
No, I want to know. Somebody gay, call in now. What is the end game? When does this stop? When are we done? When are we good?
Mersh, by the way, big fan. I like your shirt.
Uh-oh.
And when it ends is when I say it ends.
Oh, boy.
Oh, God. I don't even
know. And you know where it's going to end?
I'm guessing in somebody's butthole.
It's your butthole.
Of course. Because everything. And you know what? That's not even a joke thing. You know, I know when people go in the mainstream. No, I'm serious.
Your butthole is definitely not a joke.
Okay, no. This is what they do. Because I work at a place where we host an LGBT night 2 nights a week. I work both of those nights.
A titty bar?
Skating rink.
But we do specific theme nights. Now, listen. I know that
everybody.
Oh, whatever you reference gay guys, you talk about sucking cock or fag. There's more to us than that.
Oh,
then fucking show us where that depth is. Because every night when I'm
they
there,
also
everything
wear
is
feathers.
Sucking dick and fucking and in my ass and dick. Like even their interactions with each other, it's so simplified down to it's in my butt and this and fucking suck. Why? When does this fucking end?
Homophobe.
That is literally the only thing that separates them from straight people, because they all do the same thing.
But I don't get it.
Eat,
I know,
buy houses and have cars.
I know heterosexual people that have sex with women, and I like Royce and I have these literally 4 to 5 hour stretches where there's not a single reference to sex,
no,
and degeneracy and all this stuff. It's literally we just are like, bro, have you seen? Oh, 5 days, preacher's coming up. There's shit to talk about other than your fucking dicks and your dumb flags and how you're oppressed. Holy shit.
Is that what happens to you at the gay nights at the club?
Yes, yes.
People have it a lot harder than black people. Because you know what's worse than being shot by police all the time for no reason? What? Is not being able to get married.
That's, oh my God, it's fucking Jesus. Well, no, insanity.
I've had two gay roommates in my lifetime, and I didn't get that sense.
One of them was a mirror.
Dutch, to be fair, no, I'm talking about.
I didn't get that sense at all. Dutch. So maybe it's just the Florida gays, or maybe it's just people who come out to Dutch. Club night. I don't know.
Dutch, I'm talking about, to be fair, when gays are around other gays, it's this whole, like they won't do it to a straight guy, because they have a sense of fucking decorum. I'm not saying gays are just running around all willy-nilly. But what I'm saying is I've seen these conversations they have with each other, kind of thing. And everything is about sucking dick, fucking ass, this and that. There's no human interaction on any fucking level. The only time they bond over anything spiritual or social is when a bunch of people get shot in a club and they all want to go to some march, but they all got to check in on Facebook and make it about them. It's fucking virtue. I'm done. I am done. There are so many people that have been treated worse. Native Americans, blacks. There's so many people that have been shit on in this country. I am fucking tired of gay people bitching. Historically, as far as countries go, we have an amazing track record with you people. I'm fucking done with you guys. Enough.
Yeah, they really do attempt to do the we're a suppressed people. But in this day and age, like, it's gotten to the point now where coming out really isn't that big of a deal like it used to be. Yeah,
here it is, folks.
And I feel like the gays want it to still be a big deal.
This,
you know?
This one.
When's the last time you've ever seen, like, the ghetto, like, systemized racial thing for gay people? Like,
Bed Bath & Beyond. Nothing. Bed Bath and Beyond.
I know a lot of really.
Everybody will point to Matthew Shepard if I'm being down.
That wasn't even a hate crime. He got fucking robbed. They used the fact that he was gay as a way of luring him. What happened to Matthew Shepard is no different than when a heterosexual male gets lured by a female prostitute out into some fucking remote hotel and gets bludgeoned by a bunch of dudes. It's the same situation. Read about the case. It was not a fucking hate crime. They didn't go, they were drug addicts that wanted. They were drug addicts.
Jesus Christ, you're on a roll.
Did they not mad about
sign that say faggot above him when they crucified him on that fence? Or no,
that was all fucked. No.
Okay, all right. Look, you probably know a lot more. Clearly, know a lot more about it than I do. I'm just saying, people will point to that.
It just makes me so enough. Matthew Shepard, one guy versus Jesus Christ. James Byrd, how many other guys? How many other black guys have been legit? Emmett Till, all these other
Mountain?
Enough of you guys. You're fine. Shut up.
Or Jake Gyllenhaal got his ass kicked, and I felt bad.
Yeah,
about
in
that.
All these fictional movies, like all these fictional fake crime hoaxes that are going on all the time.
Wait, you're telling me that movie wasn't real?
Did something happen to you as a child, Mersh?
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Or yesterday,
absolutely. But it has nothing to do with the fact that I just don't like this fucking endless need.
No,
for
I know you're right. I was just validation. I'm sick of it too. Everybody gets butt hurt so
Holy
easy. You can't
shit.
Give your opinion about anything.
My advice to you gay people out there that you are listening, there's a lot of awesome ones that I'm friends with and you guys aren't included.
Well, half our audience is gay.
Listen, all of my gay friends that hear this right now that don't message me later and go, that wasn't about me, are the ones that this isn't about, because they're fucking just normal people living their lives. To the rest of you, I suggest stop being a bunch of faggots. Thank you. This has been a public service announcement.
They say Matthew was a homophobe, but the truth is Matthew was well known for dealing crystal meth and that he had money on him. It doesn't look
what?
Like
what? It looks like the story we were told by the mainstream isn't so.
I'm looking it up. There's an article by The Guardian called "The Truth Behind America's Most Famous Hate Crime Murder."
Another fucking myth by the left.
Matthew Shepard's horrific death at the hands of reckless homophobes shocked America and changed laws. But now there's a different truth behind it emerging. But does it matter? It does matter. And the truth is, what we're saying is that it seems as if they knew he had money.
And they
This is like a Pat Tillman situation.
And check it out. They used his homosexuality and said, you know what? We'll go up to him and I'll act like I'm coming on to him. We'll get him alone and we'll fucking rob this dude. It's the same way I've got family and I know people. I've been in the industry of sex for a long time. I've seen guys, I've seen situations that I was close to where they lured some guy out, fucked him up, just took his shit. But it was a heterosexual guy. It's the same scenario. Just whatever makes your dick hard, we're going to be like, hey, come on out here. And then it's fucking, you're done. But it's a horrendous thing that happened to this guy. And I'm not trying to say it wasn't a horrible thing. But we get this this narrative forced onto us, and then it turns into this, you need to feel guilty over some shit that didn't even happen.
How long happen? Did this happen? Well, how long ago did this thing happen? I feel like it was like over 15
late
years 90s. Ago, no?
It was late 90s.
All right, here's what it says here. The View, in The Guardian, The View was that homophobic rednecks walked into a bar and saw an obviously gay man with money and targeted him and beat him for death for no reason, says Jimenez. But that's not true.
Turns out the media lied. Weird.
But that isn't what happened. Nothing in the book takes away from the inquiry or brutality of the crime or culpability of his murder, but we owe Matthew and other young men like him the truth. Aaron and Matthew had a friendship. They've been involved sexually. They thought and sold drugs from each other. The complicit original two strangers walking into a barn targeting Matthew.
Wait, so one of the guys who beat the guy to death had sex with the guy beforehand?
Apparently, yeah.
See, and that's a fact that I didn't even know. But, I mean, I know enough facts about this case. Huh. Even that, like,
apparently,
so apparently he's really failing on the homophobe checklist.
So
wasn't
even a hate crime because the guy, he was his fuck buddy.
Yeah.
One of the guys
I didn't
that
even
killed
know
him was
that.
His fuck buddy.
But
wow,
yeah,
so, I had no idea.
Yeah, I didn't
God,
know
I love red pilling people. It's so much fun.
The View of home. Okay, so it says Aaron and Matthew had a friendship that didn't that had been involved sexually. They bought.
I like that, by the way.
They bought and sold drugs from each other. The complicates the origin story. The two strangers walk into a bar targeting Matthew. Some they did not know because he was gay. Although McKinney has never acknowledged that he knew Matthew, Jimenez found a dozen sources that seen them together. One is
well, wouldn't it be homophobic if you were only killing straight people?
Yeah, yes. Good point. One is Kathleen Johnson, so, the former owner. Right. Yeah, apparently, man, there's more to than that. Even that,
they'd be heterophobic.
They turned this into a hate crime thing, and you're. I really don't think it was, especially if it was one of the dudes that killed them was sleeping with them.
So yeah, so
really nice.
So back to my original point. Enough of you people. Enough
and
of your
by
fake
way,
martyrs and enough of your bullshit. You just, I'm just done.
Because of that story, and by the way, it's still horrific. Don't get me wrong. They passed the Matthew Shepard and James Byrd Jr. Hate Crime Prevention Act because of that.
Which is just basically a law that adds an additional charge for your motivation for a crime, which is fucking retarded.
Yep. Well, here's the thing. Like, getting back to the original point, like, there isn't an overswell of homophobia in the country anymore. At least I don't feel it. I haven't seen it.
It's probably somewhere.
Like, if my dad can be okay with gay people, then that means the rest of the country has to be.
I feel like Kentucky still needs to get over a hump.
I'll say this, though. If they're not careful and they push the straight guilt the way people pushed white guilt all these years, it's going to fucking bite them in the ass. Enough. Just enjoy your parades. Fucking leave you alone. Leave us alone. Stop calling us homophobic because we don't want to fuck you in the ass.
You're welcome for the rainbows,
by
the way.
Story, that second story you read was really...
But here's the truth.
That sets them back, in my opinion.
Can I say something?
Sure.
No.
It's totally off topic. Does anybody else think of Will Arnett when they hear Mersh talk?
Oh, yeah, a little bit.
Oh.
That's what I hear.
I've never heard
BoJack Horseman in my head every time I hear him talk.
You know,
generic 90s rock song.
I can hear it, though. I can hear it. Though, gays, you marginalize the Hawaiians by taking away their
God, all this talk about abortion is making me super wet.
That guy?
Yes, that sounds just like him.
Yeah, stop appropriating Hawaiian culture. Your gays took the grass skirts and the methamphetamine and the promiscuous sex. You're taking everything from the Hawaiians.
Well, here's what I'm saying, though. The truth is with...
And surfing? Because I just assume most people who surf are fucking
gay. And tight pants?
Tight pants.
So we...
Why don't you like tight pants? I was just there.
And by the way, though, the thing is, that's not even all gays either, because I have a lot... I have a few friends who are gay and are not like the stereotype.
I didn't say all gays. I just said
enough
with this narrative.
I agree.
I hate gay special interest people. I hate black special interest people. I hate the alt-right. I hate anybody who's like, yeah, this group, band together. As soon as you're a group of people, you're fucking detestable. Stop it.
But stop. As somebody that, like, myself legitimately, that can be attracted to other females, not just to, like, be hot in front of other guys and mess around, to me, when I hear all this gay stuff, I feel a lot like Mersh. Like, I think it's ridiculous. I don't know why they cry so much about everything.
They have nothing better to do.
But
that's
the
what
perfect
it is.
Point.
They just want to feel like they fit in. That's it. If they had the right to marry, they would find something else to bitch about. I'm like,
they have the right to marry now.
But the thing is, you have all these groups running
everywhere.
But you have all these groups running.
I think Obama is the one who
The Supreme Court said they have the right to marry every state now.
They can marry.
No, but whatever. I mean, good for them. I don't care. I'm happy for them. They, and they should. I got zero problem with it. But I mean, when you think about the stereotype of gay people, except for like, you know, when you think about the 80s and AIDS or whatever, the stereotype is they all have good jobs. They all have nice teeth. They have abs. They have great hair. They turn bad neighborhoods good. Their homes are worth more than everybody. They're lawyers.
That's true,
they're powerful in Hollywood. If for a group with stereotypes, they have the most positive amount of stereotypes.
And you kept whining
out of anybody.
And whining and whining. We basically called you reverse locusts. You know what I mean? Like, it's just like,
you
wow.
You go into a community
I hope
and clean
I get
it up.
Yeah, I hope I have a gay plague in my neighborhood that I can sell, refinance.
It's true. They make
it's like, oh, thank God the gays came into town.
Absolutely. And, you know, and it's
do you see what Spider McGee's saying in the chat?
What?
No.
He's saying that all women
talk
are
to her about it
bisexual.
All chicks are bisexual, though.
But it's like all
you
these.
You think that really?
Okay,
no, it's a
wait,
joke. Jesus,
wait,
relax.
Wait. We've talked about the Kinsley scale on the show before. We know there's a spectrum.
Why isn't it called the Queensley scale?
You're right.
Very
it's
good.
Kinsley,
point.
Not Kingsley.
I say it how I want.
But the saying that there is a spectrum, just like there is of autism.
Okay.
Where people like heterosexuals to homosexuals and everywhere in between. And we all went through it, and we're all basically fucking twos and threes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're all a little gay.
Yeah.
We're all everybody on this show and involved in this staff is at least a two on
at
the gay staff.
I think when we took the test, didn't John come out like more than the rest of us?
I
he
think
was like
so.
Really mad about it.
I believe it. Look at his body. Look at that guy.
Somebody give super Dutch gay. A ribbon that says least surprising thing I've ever heard. let me tell you how much I hate the world.
And
I live in Texas, by the way.
Uh-oh.
Dallas, Texas. When I went to the gas station 3 days ago, some you know, young white dude, he's working there and he couldn't open the register. I was giving him cash to pay for gas. He goes, I have to get the manager. And I said, come on, it's a persinger. You know, just the dumbest joke I could have possibly made. And he legitimately got a little bit scared, thinking that something may happen, that he was somehow being sexist. Because I made quite possibly the worst joke I've ever made in my life.
I agree, it is the worst joke.
Well, first of all, don't get yourself down, okay? You've made worse jokes than that. Okay?
Yeah.
And second of all, I want to correct you in that all of this took place. It's called a filling station. I know what kind of place you live in.
Oh, a petrol station?
A filling station.
How much is it per liter there? I'm going metric now. I'm doing that. Yeah, but I mean, no, you're right, and people do freak out because you don't know when people are legit being really offended.
I picture this happening in one of them shitty gas stations that you picture, like the movie Tremors being filmed at.
You want to make that movie?
You want to make me mad in any fight? Say I'm mansplaining. I will fucking lose.
Wait,
my
what? Mind. I've
mansplaining.
I've never heard that.
I will then begin to manspread and then fuck your face in front of everybody here.
Well, guys, let me explain to you mansplaining. You guys are lucky. You live in Texas. You don't hear this as much as we do.
Here. Yeah, go ahead. Mansplain this for us.
There is a grotesque gender imbalance in the VC field right now. I can help you navigate the toxicity of this male culture which is encroaching on our feminist island. I mean, for instance, there is something called mansplaining. Have you heard about this?
We know what mansplaining is.
Mansplaining is when a man will condescendingly explain something
like
to a
explain,
woman
yeah.
that she already knows.
By the way, him explaining it to her is fucking amazing.
Explaining mansplaining
right.
to a woman.
It's basically when you explain
but he's being condescending to me.
Oh,
the hell's
boy.
That called?
A woman's playing.
Why are you saying it to me?
Well, you're, you know.
Oh, that's just explaining because you're dumb and we're women.
And if you're going to explain the toxicity of anything, make it of our city.
Go! Now you are! You are.
Oh, that's the other song.
Sugar!
Wow, you went old school.
I got all of my political views from System of a Down.
I got to give Marie props. She went old school before the sophomore slump. Props to her. For that one.
All right, guys. We're going to break. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. We're going to be way more homophobic.
Okay, Titus, so Carol Doberman will be interviewing you from the studio.
Okay. Good evening, Carol. Carol! Carol, no! Okay, got it. Red leather, yellow leather, red, yellow leather, leather.
Oh, okay. So we're scheduled to go on in about 3 minutes, so just sit tight and I'll count you in when we're ready.
Gonna be famous. Gonna be on TV. Gonna be famous, soaring on the wings of my dreams.
I'm joined now by a friend of one of the women, Titus Andromedon. Mr. Andromedon, can you hear me?
I'm gonna be rich, gonna buy a real belt, and burn off my skin tags.
We're having a little trouble with the audio.
Gonna be immortal, gotta date with eternity. Once I am famous, I'll never be alone. I'll have so many friends. My anti-machine will need a longer tape.
Moron, you're on the air.
No, 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 no. Ah! Oh, Carol. Oh, no. Why? I want to start over. I want to be a baby.
Can you hear me now, Mr. Andromedon?
Don't say my name. And don't show my face. My face.
Second hour, Hippo Juice Show. 954-573-2780. Hippo Juice Film. Other way to get in contact, morelikeradio.com/live. Make sure to subscribe. Tell your friends to subscribe. Tell them, hey, these cats are cool.
Yeah, you're not telling your friends about us.
You're not. You're not. A little birdie told me.
I want you, after you tell one friend about the Hippo Juice Show, you also tell me that you told that one friend.
Yeah, I want to know.
I want to keep tabs on you.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't have fancy
analytics.
Sounds like
you guys aren't doing it.
Welcome, though.
Folks, what we're getting at is the numbers are down. You really got to work with
it.
This
I know it's summertime. Right, people go to the beach. Pecan.
Listen,
come on,
I know we've been around for the greater part of a decade.
Yes.
Stop taking advantage of us.
Seriously. Hold on. Drop.
Dance time.
Wow, wow. Wow, wow. Wow, wow. Wow, wow.
All right.
He's coming to Colorado here soon. I'm going to go see him.
Oh, my God. You're going to see
Grizz? Is that Grizz or is that Floozies?
Grizz.
Grizz, yes.
Grizz came out. He's a gay now.
He's a gay?
Yeah, he is.
He's a gay now.
Yay! Good for the... That's a big score for the gays right there.
Oh, big score. Grizz is so hot right now.
Well, let's move on to the next story. And this story is local here. It's in Lake Eola, Florida.
Oh, so I bet it's really trashy.
Yes, it is. It's it says a watch crews remove Confederate statue from Lake Eola Park.
I'm confused. Is Marie not going to do it or what?
She's got it.
You should open your mouth a little wider.
I go, that's my mom. That's funny.
I'm funny.
Alan!
Orlando, Florida, crews disassembled and removed the Confederate statue from a Lake Eola Park Tuesday morning. 100
Wait,
years.
Lake Eola is by us.
Correct.
We had a Confederate statue by us?
Yes, we did.
Oh, yeah, it was on I-75 going off on I-4. Well, that's Tampa. Tampa has one, too.
Tampa does have one. Lake Eola is in downtown Orlando.
Jesus, we have a lot of prominently displayed Confederate flags around here.
Can we stop being so...
The 106-year-old statue nicknamed Johnny Rebel was moved from East Central
what was
Boulevard.
Called?
Johnny Rebel was moved from East Central
Boulevard. One more time?
Johnny Rebel!
Wait, are you talking about Johnny Rebel, the...
No, not the country singer.
Okay.
Not the house next door to me. Okay. Was moved from East Central Boulevard and South Magnolia Avenue to the park in 1917 because the monument posed a traffic hazard. The statue will re-erect in the city's historic Greenwood Cemetery in a section where Confederate veterans are buried. Oh, so they're taking it down and moving it at least.
They're moving it to a higher flagpole in a more well-lit part of town.
Correct.
Not enough people were seeing it.
Yeah, they're like, you know what? Clearly, we need to really show this flag the proper reverence and respect. It needs to go up another 10 feet.
It's not prominent enough.
What do you guys think? Do you care that they're removing Confederate memorials all over the place? Like, I don't really care. I don't see why people care.
As long as they're replacing it with new awkward artwork, I don't.
I don't understand why it's still around.
No, I get
like,
it.
Not for the racial aspect, but it's like, you guys lost.
It's true.
It's true, though, in any other country in the world, when a coup or a civil war African American stomped down.
Yeah, do you think
they go, you're not allowed to have that flag anymore. Like, do you think anybody's allowed to have a German Nazi flag in Germany? Not allowed.
Right. Against the law.
So there's
and
certain
any of the
rules.
Civil wars that happen in all the countries, just about every country in Africa, do you think that they are still flying the colors of the lost
The thing
team?
Is,
no.
I just feel like this country has always been a little bit faggy and soft when it comes to certain things. And even back then, we were like, well, we can't just
Name
take all their
three.
Flags. Well, I think when we won, they just turned around. We can't just take all their culture and flags away.
We'll burn the entire South with Sherman, but we won't should've. Take their flags
I mean,
away.
We should have fucking just wiped the South out. I'm sorry, folks.
They basically did.
Think about how much we love flags. We can't just take their flags away.
Let's just add
more flags.
They're going to add another star.
Let's just fly all the flags just throw support for everyone.
But you know what we should have done? We should have just not had a civil war. We should have let the South just be what they were and starve to death because they had no economy. They would have been fucked.
That's a good point.
Just let them sit there for 4 years and they would have begged to come back
and
like
then
California.
Guns of Roses wouldn't have had a hit single.
Guns of Roses.
Guns
Wait, are
roses.
They roses with little guns in their hands?
No, they're
by
roses.
Any other name.
They're guns that belong to roses, though, right? So they're little like roser.
They're
shooters
stolen
in
guns.
The Old West.
They're stolen guns. Actually, the roses that have the guns serial numbers etched out.
Oh, by the way,
I'm so confused.
Do they have pens attached to them?
You're talking about guns, and I'm confused. So I feel like I'm watching Preacher right now. I have no
by
idea what's
way,
going on.
Puerto Rico is going to be voted 97% to be a state.
Oh, don't remind.
Are
me.
We going to have to change all our flags?
But we're going to need another star, apparently. Or unless somebody wants
or
to leave.
Or just drop a state or combine two states.
I think
number one
no.
is we're just going to combine the two
shut
Dakotas.
Up. No, shut up. What we do, what
sorry,
we do is
sorry.
We just, no, Dutch,
talking,
shut
a point.
Dutch, no, shut
you
up.
Know,
what we do is we take all of the
whatever.
American flags and we just sew a little patched emblem of a tostone on top of it.
I don't like
Maybe
it.
Maybe I'm the only one just thinking, you know, honestly here, but has
oh,
anybody brought
you're right.
up the fact
empanadas would be better.
Has anybody brought up the fact are we really gonna break our even number of 50
I'm
for a bunch of Puerto Ricans?
Listen. Like,
you know what I mean?
Listen.
Like Cuba, hey, maybe Dominican Republic.
Can the other 50 states vote on whether or not we can be OCD and keep our 50 in our nice square?
California can leave.
Hey,
oh,
by the
okay,
way,
okay.
here's why I don't
merge
like
two states.
Yeah, let's merge West Virginia with Virginia.
I already said the two Dakotas. Like, why are we going? Like,
let's merge
I
South
you, Marie.
And North.
I really hate you right now.
Well, I said the Virginias, and you said the Dakotas.
What if
we
give,
could also merge New Mexico with Mexico?
What if we give Maine to Canada?
I'm okay with that.
No, but that's lobsters. And
what about the Carolinas?
Don't give them Maine.
What about the Carolinas? Do we need to know between North and South?
Give Canada like North Dakota, maybe.
Let's give them Montana. No one lives in Montana.
Don't give them Maine. Don't give them our
fucking
lobsters.
No, even worse. Let's give them Idaho.
I want potato. They're potatoes.
You know what they're doing up in Canada with these Muslims? You really want to give all our lobsters to the Muslims that won't even appreciate or eat them?
Listen, there's two kinds of lobsters. And we got the Southern Florida.
Lobsters.
What is going on with your speech tonight?
I have had two glasses of wine, sir.
I had a bunch of beers.
Okay, no deference to you guys who live in the state, but I think for the betterment of the rest of the country, we need to give Florida to Cuba.
Go fuck yourself. No, Florida's fine.
Just look, dude.
Oh,
where
are you going to vacation,
we'll have a
whole
Dutch? Section dedicated
where are you
going to
vacation? Huh? Everyone comes to us for vacation. You're just going to give Disney to Cuba?
Exactly. It'll be a foreign country. It seems exotic. Like, this is actually part of Cuba now.
Nobody wants Florida. You could try to give Florida to Haiti, and they'd be like, meh, pass.
Why don't we just give Pennsylvania to fucking New York?
You go, hey, Haiti, here's
or Jersey.
Here's Florida. You can have all of it. And Haiti goes, we got enough problems.
Isn't Florida disintegrating already?
Hey, you know what? I could save you some stars. Why don't we just make all New England one fucking state?
There you go. Patriots already vote.
Yeah, you know, right?
They already just called the New England Patriots.
Yeah.
That eliminates at least, what, six, seven stars?
We don't need to know the difference between New Hampshire and Vermont.
Yeah, any of the states that have really good maple syrup and where everybody's really, really on the DL racist.
Yeah.
Just all New England now.
I mean, Rhode Island have anything to offer them Massachusetts and Connecticut don't already?
More like Taxachusetts.
we'll just call the whole New England area District 1,
Listen,
and we'll give it to Linda McMahon, she always wanted.
Let's just merge all those Northeaster states together and then acquire more than Puerto Rico. Let's get a whole bunch of Bahamian islands.
Okay, hold on a second. There's one thing that we're all missing here. Texas already wants to leave. So we can't let Texas leave.
We can't because they're like a third of our GDP.
We can't. They're too, dude, they're too important.
Yeah, we're not letting Texas go.
You know why they want to leave? Because they're the only one that could realistically
fucking they're the only ones that could actually do it.
They're their own militia, on their own oil, their own silver, the copper.
Their own trade, exactly. They'd be defend themselves.
They'd let people run drugs through their country and just take payoffs.
And Dutch, I don't know if you know this. Everything's bigger down there.
Also, Ryan, the stars at night.
Is that true?
Are big and bright.
Yeah, definitely.
You know what? It's
big
a really
in
dumb
the
saying.
Heart of Texas.
It's a really dumb saying.
I feel proud that I don't even have to lie about that.
But I don't know how to explain how true that is. Everything here is just weirdly, slightly like 18% larger.
It's like that. It's
not even kidding.
It's
I'm
like
not
that,
even joking. There's just so much space.
I love the precise number.
Can you give me some? I've traveled there. I know what you're talking about, but for the listeners, give me some examples.
Like, there's a lot of wide open flat space. So there's plenty of space for everything. So things aren't crammed together.
It takes 20 minutes to drive anywhere.
Yeah,
the horns are huge.
Everything like it's dumb, but it's true. Yeah, if you want to drive from one part of Dallas to the other part of Dallas without even having traffic, it's like 45 minutes.
Oh, whatever. It's nothing like Atlanta.
So what you're saying is everyone
traffic,
is overcompensating.
No, nothing. I mean, like, no. Ugh. This is a breeze out here.
How many people drive a Canyon Arrow?
You're just smacking squirrel squash and driving machine.
I went on an install trip in the middle of Texas. I think it was like Odessa, I believe.
Ugh.
And I didn't see a single car aside from the rental car that I had. Everything was a pickup truck.
That sounds depressing.
It felt weird. It was like, nobody drives regular cars out here? Everything's
no.
a pickup. Okay, everything's
pickup trucks.
The first time we saw a tumbleweed, I thought it was a spider. Me and Penelope thought it was a giant spider running across the pavement. And that was literally the creepiest thing I've ever seen out here. And then there's Roadrunners, which are a lot smaller than what you would think they are.
Because of the cartoon?
I was highly disappointed.
Were you disappointed that like an anvil didn't fall on top of them or like a TNT?
I was expecting much more, yes.
Okay.
Were you always like really cautious when you were driving into tunnels? Like, I hope that's not painted on. Gotta watch it.
Yeah, Texas.
It does feel like the old West out here.
I don't
though.
Feel
I mean,
bad
every,
for you guys. You guys are by
fine.
Dallas. Poor Dutch was in fucking Odessa. That's like one of them shitty towns that like
that's
like one of those shitty towns a Richard Linklater film is set in.
Texas,
Odessa, Texas. It's like any scene where like a deal's going down in Breaking Bad in the desert.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it was. It was just oil derricks, bare land, and pickup trucks.
Texas is like
that's where I saw the tumbleweed.
Texas is like the stage in a Super Mario 3 where everything's big. Like, you know, it's just the turtles are big and the mushrooms are big, and even like for example. They fucking love high school football there. Like some of their stadiums,
it's like their favorite thing.
Like some of their stadiums are fucking bigger than some. I swear to God, some college teams.
Yeah,
Georgia's the same way.
Texas is a weird state because, like, if they were like a friend of yours, they'd be like the friend that, like, you would imitate them a lot behind their back, but you'd never want to be them.
Yeah,
honestly, they're the nicest people I've really ever met. Consistently, everybody is so nice. They say hi to you in the grocery store and the gas station. It's really strange.
Yeah, everyone out here is super nice.
Yeah,
the
kids have manners.
But that's
it's weird. It's not even like a fake nice. They're just legit nice.
Because
everybody's
packing and they know that, like, you know, it's a lot safer, it feels like. So you can be nice.
I just figure people
they
would never.
Sorry.
No, go ahead.
They view themselves like their own country. They really do. They like, if you're from out of Texas, they go into this, like, schooling you and getting you oriented like you've just came through customs or something.
So what you're going to want to know is that side of town don't really like Hispanics that much.
Yeah.
They kind of are their own country, though. Like,
what,
they
are. Wait, what have you been explained since you moved to Texas?
Yes.
What are some things?
Oh, God. I don't know.
Why do you have many water towers?
Seeing the water towers makes me grossed out to drink the water.
Why? Because it's.
I don't know. I don't know because it just.
Well, it's just
because
you're weird.
What's in there?
No,
I don't
it's
know
just
what's
sitting up there. It's weird. I get it.
Yeah, I don't know. It's weird. I don't like it. The best water I've ever had, though, was Dutch Colorado.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
It tastes citrusy.
We get it straight from the tap. So,
good.
Fuck
yes.
You in the water
and I'll tell you why water towers out here kind of gross me out. Imagine if you get like a 5-gallon like water cooler, and it just sat outside in the sun constantly, yeah. always. Ew, no, and I don't care how filtered it is; it's gross.
Yeah, and it's 18 stories up.
Yeah. I got to say, though, the water in Colorado is really good. My favorite part is how it turns the mountains and the label blue.
It really is cool.
It's good stuff.
Actually, I have one right here.
Is he really?
Mine's white now because it's gotten warm.
Damn, everybody's sad now.
Do you really drink Coors Light?
I do. As far as like my go-to shit beer, yeah.
It's a county law over there.
Is it like a Colorado thing that you have to drink Coors in Colorado?
No, I switch back and forth. I'll go to Bud Light. I'll go to Miller Lite. Like, just, you know, just want to drink shitty beer.
I'll be honest.
Work.
You
are
the basic bitch of beer drinking.
Yeah, why drink shitty beer?
No one in Florida drinks Coors.
Right, I don't need
it's
to
either
hear
Bud
it from
Light
you
or Miller Lite.
Fun fucking beer aficionados. Go fuck your mother. I don't care. I'm not sitting there trying to prove my manhood.
Or my
my aptitude as far as finer things in life. Fuck your mother.
No.
I drink what I like to drink, which is shitty beer, which is basically that of a soda, after I get off work. You can both go die.
I'll let you know.
Okay. Well, you'll die with me.
Do you know what? I drink cruising rum, which is I don't want to spend enough money.
Cruising?
I don't want to spend money on Bacardi.
Yep.
So it's way cheaper.
By the way,
I go with Admiral Nelson rum over Captain Morgan's because it tastes the exact same and it's $8 cheaper.
Oh my god.
Line on this. As long as the bottle is in plastic, I'm okay. If it's not Burnett's or Seagram's, I'm all right.
Can I be honest? Dude, Dutch, you're basically the Donovan McNabb of drinking.
Nice callback, buddy.
And we're not making fun of you for drinking shitty light beer. Most of us drink either Bud Light or...
I'm just talking to those two hipsters over there in Texas. Like, the craft beer idiots bother me more than anything.
Shame
on you,
person.
Ryan, for becoming that guy.
What I'm saying...
You know what? Actually, it's funny you're making fun of us. Because, Leah, tell them what you're drinking right now.
I'm drinking Full Sail Classic IPA.
Okay, well then... So.
I mean, if I'm going to drink a shitty beer, it's probably going to be PBR.
Ooh, Full Sail ahead.
Right, there you go. Coors Light, PBR, what's the difference?
I mean, I don't drink it unless I have to, meaning like someone gave it to me and I don't want to be rude.
You want
to
know what the difference between...
You don't have to do anything.
Do you want to know... Dutch, you want to know...
No, you do.
Dutch, the difference between PBR and Coors Light is about $15,000 a year.
Snobs are the worst.
And a totally different neighborhood.
Yeah.
I was just trying to stress that in Florida, no one orders Coors Light. We're drinking Miller or Bud.
Usually here it's Miller or Bud,
because
I would say.
It's locational.
You guys are drinking Landshark all day, aren't you?
No one here drinks Landshark. The difference is that Coors Light is a beer you drink in one's garage, whereas PBR you drink when you don't own a garage.
You know who drinks...
or you live in a garage.
You know who drinks Jimmy...
Very good point.
You know who drinks Jimmy Buffett beer down here? Tourists. People that live in Florida don't like Jimmy Buffett. They fucking resent him.
Yeah.
Key West locals hate him because, like, oh, here we go again. Margaritaville again. Here come these fucking losers in the Hawaiian shirts.
Dude, I was in Hawaii, I was trying to, like, drink, like, the local beer, and I didn't like it. And so the Philly trash in me was just like, do you guys have, like, Bud Light or something?
Hawaii?
I'm in Maui ordering Bud Light.
Dutch is outside of a comedy club in Hawaii screaming that he works for a news station. Fucking swinging on a security guy.
My favorite video I've ever seen in my life.
I'll have your fucking job. All right, great. Oh, God. Looks like you're going to jail.
All right. Did we play that video? I was on Hippo Juice last week. Have you guys seen
Pride.
That video yet?
You see how he lit
up? I've seen the video. We did not play it.
Have the listeners seen it yet?
I
think this might be worth playing.
I can't play it because, remember, I'm using my backup laptop.
The audio is perfectly fine.
Let me see if I can't pull it up.
Yeah, can you just play the audio, Dutch?
This is basically some woman, some Philly chick, who was heckling in a comedy club, and they kicked her out because she wouldn't shut up. So then one of the comedians went outside and was taking video why this heckler, white entitled Philly garbage,
she's a
woman,
reporter for one of the local news stations.
For a local news station, she was yelling about how it's not right that they're arresting her, and she was just popping off at the mouth, dude. It was crazy. And the funniest thing is, as you listen to this, she knew she was being recorded. She thought this video was going to help her.
Oh, how in the world did she think that she was hammered? That's what it was. She was fucking hammered.
Here we go. Hold on.
I've done some things I'm not proud of, hammered.
I think most people
I've done some things I'm not proud of, sober.
Woman's profession. outside a local comedy club.
The things I've done hammered are the things I'm most proud of.
A Philadelphia police
officer. Oh, you don't have like the full video, not like the stupid broken down news version?
Eh, hold on.
They're just going to cut it. It's going to be stupid. The whole thing is fantastic.
I know.
She's not shut up.
For some reason, I can't.
Oh, my God.
Give me.
Yeah, I don't know. But yeah, you have to listen. I haven't even seen the video. I only heard the audio, and it was stellar.
Don't let me down, guys. Come on.
What
yeah,
is it?
I don't know what I'm expecting. I don't.
Me either.
Reporter.
This is
I'll
new to me. I'm super excited.
You have to see her. The whole time, it's basically two cops trying to arrest her, and yeah.
Wait, what? I mean, what is the ethnicity of this woman?
She is just a white chick.
Okay, she is a basic white broad from Philly.
White chick.
Yoga pants?
Yeah, dude.
I did not do shit. I stood there and laughed, and the rest of the
oh my God, that fucking
like
Philly accent.
Dude, the Philly accent, when I first heard this, I was like, oh my God, this is so mean when I get asshole. Drunk.
When she said laughed as left... As left.
Fuck you guys. He wants to get in my face. He's fucking telling me what to do.
I did not do shit. I stood there and laughed, and the rest of the audience
laughed
like I should. Okay?
Okay.
I did not disrupt anybody.
Go that birds!
By the way, the setup is that, like, apparently this bitch was, like, in the front row heckling the comics or just talking the entire time during, like, Willis Avenza's set. And who's the guy from The Office, the black guy? Who also plays piano during his set.
Oh, yeah.
He was a headliner at the show.
I don't see and color.
I seen it guy.
That guy, yeah. So basically, it was like the top of his set. He was just like, all right, enough of you. You got to go. And then
you know
this is what happened. So there's a black cop outside. And then with this video, the opening comic is filming the entire thing. And the girl's boyfriend is sitting there between her and the cop, kind of like apologizing to him, going like, look, I'm sorry.
By the way, boyfriend's a good-looking guy, too.
It would probably be best if
these two guys, so the end of the show was mad because I said his necklace looked like
I love that just trashy broad accent. Yeah.
Just Philly trash.
Bro, that's the kind of girl that you see screaming.
These are my people, man.
But this is the kind of girl back.
Leah said it earlier. I don't know if you heard. This is what. Have you ever heard Amber Rose speak?
Oh,
who's
God.
Also from Philly. That's exactly what this woman sounds like. And
you're
I thought the
forward.
Accent was put on at first, but it's not.
Nope.
Yeah.
And
my
what
favorite
I was going
to
say was it's probably
right.
best.
She is a Philly bitch. I forgot about that.
Oh, my God. That
she
woman.
Thinks it's super, super attractive, too, to talk like
my
that.
My favorite part is when she takes her shoes off.
She took her shoe off. She's about to throw it at a guy. One of the comedy club workers.
Fucking piece of shit, scum.
Oh, I fast-forwarded too much. Before this, I'll just summarize. She kept saying, this is the reason why everybody hates cops. You're a piece of shit.
Oh, man, that's the best part. This is why society hates you. Oh, you want to arrest me? You just like me because I'm curvy and I'm cute? That's why you want
to
see me.
Come on, we're about to hear that.
I'm not doing shit. Oh, you arrest me for what?
Just spinning.
No, I didn't.
You just tried to spit on me.
Video. Any video team.
You just tried to spit on me.
Thanks, Will.
She tried
to spit on the guy.
She totally did.
No, you can't. I just tried to spit on somebody.
One.
I just tried to spit on somebody, so you're going to arrest me for that? Because I just tried.
Stop.
Number one. What's that called?
Assault.
Assault?
Yes.
Show me videotape. You can't. That's why everybody hates you guys.
Oh, give her God.
Trying you to can't prove it.
That's why everybody hates you guys. I mean, drunk white women. Cohesive. Because you're the worst human beings alive. Almost always.
God.
Poor
nothing
girl.
Worse than it.
Then she wakes up.
What was the last time you guys had a where you were that guy, the boyfriend in the video? Where like your head's sitting there having a deal
Dutch.
With your significant other
Dutch.
And you're the one who's
brother.
Trying even if you were half drunk, they're the ones that's severely more drunk than you.
And by the way, brother, I know you've been there as many times as I have in your early days. And oh my God, oh, is it never fun.
And Dutch, try not to notice that right behind her, there's a poster of Bill Burr's smiling face because it's in front of a comedy club.
There is.
You see it? Right. You see
look,
it?
Look, make sure to check me out. Tell you this crazy broad.
I mean, it's hilarious. But, I just caught it right now. Bill, there's a picture of Bill Burr right behind it, like in front of the guy just smiling.
Yeah, my tour. I'm supporting things. Whatever.
Tell me.
You know, it's funny. You asked the question, when's the last time? Well, Leah was the last time. She was probably the last seven times.
Hold on. Leah, you don't talk. Ryan, tell me the last time that this happened.
Well, I got to. I'll probably think of the last time, but the most prevalent time I can think of was on our honeymoon. Here's the thing, because she is super blunt and forward as it is sober. So when she gets drunk, there's even less of a filter, which is non-existent to begin with.
Basically, she's kind of an asshole.
Yeah, that's fair.
Without kind of. So we're in Cancun, Mexico. And, the hotel was all the liquor was included. So obviously, you know, we were drinking nonstop. So we're in this pool, and this is all going to sound fake, but it's all very real. At the time that we went, it happened to be Canadian spring break. Okay.
What? That sounds so sad. What is that? What do they do?
We head down to Minnesota, and we just cut loose.
Yeah, a lot of very polite partiers.
We drink our Molson and recycle.
Hey, if I were to give you some beads, you think maybe like you'd want to show me your tits there?
In case you want to.
If not, it's okay. It's fine. We can just have a friendly conversation.
I mean, if you don't want to, it's okay.
Yeah, if you don't. I mean, if I don't have your permission.
I did give you the beads, though. I mean.
If I don't have consent, I'm not going to sit here eye-fucking you.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Pretty much.
Our new prime minister is very handsome.
He's Fidel Castro's kid, you know.
Oh, yeah, allegedly.
No.
So we're over there on our honeymoon. So there's like one of those all-inclusive hotels. So they have like different restaurants. So we wake up late, obviously. She decides for breakfast she's going to eat spaghetti, and then for lunch she's going to eat ceviche, and then she is going to drink very, 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 very heavily. So we are now on the beach, right? And so, you know, she's wearing this little bikini, and the water starts hitting her, so her top comes off, and so I'm trying to help her to get out. So she lays down on the sand, an employee comes by because they're tired of spring breakers dying of alcohol poisoning at their hotel.
just making sure everybody's okay.
So this dude comes by and he goes, is she okay? We probably want to call an ambulance. I'm like, she's fine. Don't worry. Leave her alone. Just go. And she's
totally normal.
At this point, she's coherent enough to just say, no, I'm fine. To tell him I'm fine. I'm like, okay, don't worry. So the guy walks away. About 4 hours later, she couldn't be. I had to find towels and put towels to cover her entire body because she was dead as far as I was concerned. Oh, and she was laying face down in the sand.
I was.
And I had to cover her whole body with towels like she was a Mexican lawn worker outside so her skin wouldn't get burned.
No, but I was literally.
In the sand?
Like she was, and like, it was literally every inch of my body because I was in that G-string, so I was frying.
Yeah. So I have all these towels on her. So this guy comes by again. He goes,
like she's some hotel maid that he choked during rough sex.
Yeah.
Now he's like, don't worry about it. We're on our honeymoon. Just go away.
So the same guy comes back several hours later. He's like
three or four.
Yeah. He's like, she's still not moving.
Breathing.
So like,
dude,
we should really take
her. How much negligence do you want me to pay here?
But the thing is, I know her, and you know she just what she does. She passes out, she dies a little bit, and she comes back. No. Whatever, I get it.
For the record, God bless her.
A little bit.
To someone who doesn't know her, it's scary. But she's my wife. I get it. So I'm like, dude, I'm like, she's fine. Go. He's like, I need to take her to the hospital, and I'm just so pissed off because I know what's going to be fine for her. So I tell the dude. I'm like, dude, if you don't stop, I'm going to send you to the hospital. Just leave her the fuck alone.
I had literally told Ryan, do not let some Mexican take me off.
Yeah. So then, like, right out of, like, this is like out of a shitty Ben Stiller movie. So any Ben Stiller movie.
Yeah, I was going to say, just say Ben Stiller movie.
Right.
So this guy comes back a third time and he goes, sir, are you sure she's okay? I'm like, she's fine. Right, babe? And I swear to God. As soon as I said right, babe, she lifts her head for the first time in 5 hours, and she vomits undigested spaghetti. All
was it mom's spaghetti?
Right in front of the guy.
Like, it was like she chewed the spaghetti and put it in a sack. Without digestive juices.
That's but it was hilarious. A lot. I wish they could have seen it.
She was, I'm like.
And the timing of it was what made it bad because the guy wanted to take me to the hospital and I'm like come to life and just vomit spaghetti.
She opened her mouth for the first time in 6 hours and it was like a squirrel. She was harvesting it in her cheeks. It was just sitting in there in her mouth forever.
Who eats spaghetti? I'm like, spaghetti she's fine, right, Mexico?
Babe? She goes, and it just comes out. So then I just cover it with sand. And I'm like, I'm going to have to carry you upstairs because I had to wait long enough for me not to be drunk. But she, yeah, she was, I'm sure you've all seen the Steven Seagal Ja Rule movie, Half Past Dead.
Oh, it's not. Wait, what was the other one? Romeo May Die?
Oh, Romeo Must Die. But May. He doesn't have the option. He has to.
Wow. Got him.
So yeah, so that was one of many. I've had that in the guy sometimes, like, you know, like Leah's yelling at somebody, and like the other guy's girlfriend, like they're yelling at each other, and like me and the other dude look at each other, like, I guess we're gonna fight now. Like none of us want to. It's like,
dude, I've had that a couple times as well.
Well, I guess we have to fight now. There's nothing weirder than a fight starting when you're not mad at the other guy. Like it ramps up. You kind of start throwing.
I don't want to be a pussy. I don't want you to be a pussy either.
It's so terrible when you have two.
Kind of make it seem like we're in a scuffle until people break us up and then just yell faggot at each other.
Yeah, it's the same thing. It's like when two girls get in a fight and then two very unenthusiastic boyfriends have to be like, you want to go, bro? Like, yeah, not really.
We just said that.
Well, it's okay.
Let me tell you.
Yeah, but I'm the chick that turns around and looks at someone fighting with my man, and then I come over and start fighting with the boys.
Oh no, she'll stab somebody.
But Jesus, that's not good. Yeah, don't stab people.
Yeah, that's not good.
That's not good. You really, guys, you two need to relax. By the way,
yeah, you have kids.
Well, look, who eats spaghetti in Mexico
for breakfast?
Yeah, that, first of all, that's your first mistake. Can we go back to that for a second?
It was mom's spaghetti. Well,
what's your spaghetti policy? Spaghetti. Here?
Second of all, Ryan. So she's clearly had alcohol poisoning. Your best method of helping out is just lay towels over said
drunk as fuck.
Wife?
Yes.
Brand new wife?
Yeah. Honestly, you treat
good
your
Samaritan comes over and says, I can provide your new bride with medical help. And you said, no,
By the way, Ryan reacts the same way when his wife's dying that I do when my roommate's dog throws up. I'm going to put a towel over this, and it's not my problem anymore.
Let me tell you this. They always say the way a marriage lasts is you have to keep it exciting. So what we do is we like playing this fun game.
It's called alcoholism.
Yes.
Every second weekend, true.
We like playing this fun game every second weekend called Leah Wakes Up Sunday Morning and she says, what happened last night?
And he literally reiterates every sentence from blackout to wake up.
And I have to tell her the whole story and she laughs and says, I don't, you know, when you hear sentences like, I don't remember throwing the banana at him.
It really is a good time, though. I'm not like a crazy mean person. Okay, but in Ryan's defense,
again, I'm going to go back to my original point. Lee, you're an asshole. Why would you keep putting him through this?
Thank you.
Why would you keep putting him through this?
But it's not. He's making it sound like I'm a dick, but I'm not. Actually, if I were to be a pussy or a dick or all that stuff like Team America. Anyway, but like the thing is that like we always have a good time. I'm never like that girl that you want to like shove in the closet because she's that drunk. I make things fun.
I'm not going to take your word for it. Ryan, is she?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I'm not even kidding. It's always a really great time. And when I'm retelling the story, it's even better because it's like, wow, I'm actually saying these words and not exaggerating. Like and these things were said.
You were considered like a fun drunk. You're not like a destructive drunk.
You don't want to see me sober.
Oh, she's a super fun drunk unless she gets around like really old time friends or family. Whenever it's like long buried issues.
Yeah.
Oh my god! Yeah, that always seems to come to the surface, doesn't it?
Yes.
That's when it turns into something.
Same with me and my family.
He saved my life that trip though, because there was like storm coming in that same day that I threw up.
Clearly, he didn't because he just laid towels over.
No, but this was after he saved me from a huge undertow that was pulling me out. It pulled my whole bikini off.
Why she's in a G string?
Right? I think things are pulling things off. I think he's just taking them off and going. I don't know what just happened. The force of nature took it off of me.
Ask him.
She had this little tiny G string, right? So at this point, she's completely naked.
The top part's really small too.
And you have every Canadian spring breaker just staring at her. And again, that part didn't bother. I could give a shit about that. Like, whatever. I'm look, I don't
care. That her nipples are like the size of a nickel, eh?
A little bigger.
A Canadian. So
the
nipple.
Problem
a Canadian
was me
nipple.
Trying to take her out. My also drunk ass trying to take her out of an undertow.
I'm picturing like a really, like a really polite version of James Franco's character in Spring Breakers.
I'm thinking of a Canadian version of the Phil Collins song, "In the Air Tonight." Except you both are drunk idiots.
Yeah, and you should both drown.
I am puking spaghetti in your face tonight.
The guy who kept hitting on her looked like a bad clone of Mario Lopez.
I know. I was trying to shake him off. I'm like, go away.
Also, like any Mexican.
I think the spaghetti vomit worked.
So then he challenged me to some sort of machismo concert, like contest.
Hands off! All Mexicans look like failed AJ fucking AC Slater clones. That's all they are.
Oh no, he's like all young and stud like, right? So we settled it like men them. In the pool volleyball field.
Yes.
Did he have snakeskin yes. boots
you
on?
Top Gunned him?
Oh my god,
it was amazing.
Playing I spiked with the that boys.
Ball. I'm like. Somebody didn't know that I played 2 years of Western high school volleyball.
He did. Don't the thing lie, is that it was going on for probably like an hour and a half before that all started. It surmounted.
It wasn't volleyball.
Like, yeah, it was like Top Gun, but
it wasn't volleyball. It was Pogs. To be honest.
Yeah.
It was a pool volleyball.
The moment everything changed was when he asked me if I was single, and I said no. I'm here on my honeymoon with my husband. That's when he started getting aggressive to Ryan.
Yeah.
And then you had to duel it out in a volleyball court?
Yes. He spiked. Here's when it started.
It's a romantic comedy, I swear to God.
He spiked the ball and like it smacked the water. He did it on purpose. Like it smacked the water right in front of Ryan, like trying to tough. I don't know what guys do, but that he did that and then it was just on from there. And I enjoyed it. I cracked the beer open.
Guys aim that good.
So. Ryan is an overworked alcoholic who marries another alcoholic and then things get crazy.
Let me set the scene a little bit better, because before this happens, like, there's four of us on one side and no one knows each other. So we're just playing friendly volleyball, just hitting
then
the ball
it gets
over
real.
Like one of those volleyball nets in the pool.
Oh, yeah, fuck. I've had these moments.
Yeah, exactly. So then this guy, you know, once he gets upset, he comes in and everyone's lobbing the ball and he just jumps up and hits it with all the power he has. And I'm like, all right, this just turned ugly. So
Ryan takes his shirt off
right in his Mario Lopez face. and he tried to laugh it off like, that doesn't even hurt me. And then he went to spike the ball again. Then I blocked it and it fell on his side of the pool.
Ooh, you are angry.
Smoke weed.
Oh, God. Fucking, that's how you saw it. I've had those things where it starts as a friendly game, and then all of the fucking sudden, you're screaming at the other person, and before you know it, you're fighting. By the way, they didn't play volleyball in this Top Gun scene. There was just a lot of posing.
Right.
I'm looking at it now. It's a lot
of
posing.
They're making a part two, right?
A lot of
of course, 30 years later.
Yeah, that just came out.
A lot of sexy posing.
And apparently, Val Kilmer is not included, even though Tom Cruise is talking to anybody who will listen about how they're in the midst of making the new movie without Val Kilmer.
What? Why wouldn't Val Kilmer be in it? Is he too fat?
Big.
Too fat. Ooh.
He's really fat now.
Hold on. How are they going to do this? Like, they're clearly older. Like, are they like the officers now? Like, what's happening?
Yeah, they're the older ones, and they're going to be training the young ones. It's kind of like how Blade Runner now has Ryan Gosling in it.
Yeah, but most things have Ryan Gosling in it.
Have you not heard that, Dutch?
There's a trailer.
There's a whole trailer
for
out. It's 30 years past the original one, Blade Runner, and it's with Ryan Gosling.
Yep. And Harrison Ford's in it.
Who could be, in my opinion, the sexiest man alive?
What?
Yes.
Over Ryan Reynolds.
I will fight you, bitch.
By the way.
Do not disrespect.
Fight me. Bring it, boy.
Ryan Denny? Gosling.
No,
I wanted to call you bitch again, and then I had the word bee in my head, and I put that in front of Ryan.
Oh, by the way.
Ryan Gosling, my boy.
It's okay.
I got my first real six.
I will fight you.
Since the last time we talked, we've seen every episode of American Gods up to episode 8. We're caught up.
I don't even know what
of
that
American
is.
Gods. Yeah. I haven't started watching it yet.
Really?
I
mean, you said that like he was the one that made you watch.
Oh,
the
I
show.
Thought he did. You
yeah,
need to watch
you
it.
You did say it like that, and yeah, so it's really confused. A letdown.
They're like, bro, I'm about to start this show, and he's like, yes, yeah, so am I.
We had a lot of people that told us to watch it.
Yeah, we forgot who it was.
American Gods is a show on Showtime. It's based off a graphic novel by Neil Gaiman, the guy who wrote Sandman, another amazing graphic novel.
I just downloaded a whole season of a better. I have a better show that I just started watching called American Dogs. And it's just a bunch of dogs just doing dog shit.
It's pretty
awesome.
Oh, is one like a Labrador and one like a Golden Retriever?
There's all kinds of dogs just doing dog
Actually,
stuff.
Actually, you know what Netflix original show Leah turned me on to the other day, and I can't believe how much I love it? It's called Seven Deadly Sins, and it's an anime. That is super dope.
You should watch it.
No,
a lot of sexual molestation, and it's just done in humor. Apparently,
I'm
anime.
I'm cool.
You know what?
Yeah,
Netflix
I'm with Dutch
show,
on this one.
You
and
know
I don't
what?
Say that often.
I'm cool. I'm good. I mean, first of all, I don't need molestation or anime in my life.
You
so,
know what?
You
know.
If it has anything to do with me, Dutch is going to say no.
Mm-hmm.
That's fair.
Well, I don't like you, so yeah.
I know, but I actually like you that way. So don't start liking me, because I wouldn't be. I wouldn't
I feel
know
like
what
it's
to
a
do.
Better, I feel like it's a better dynamic if you and I just don't like each other.
Agreed.
Marie, Dutch is like, saying? I'm going to hate anything Leah says. He's like, please say I like women.
This is
well, here's
be
thing.
Fun.
Leah didn't say it. You said it. I was talking about anime and molestation. Not a fan of either two. To be honest,
I'm with Dutch really? On this one.
I feel like if you polled the rest of America, they'd say. Are you a fan of anime and or molestation? They would
it's
say
not
no.
Real people, Dutch.
78%.
Listen, when Dutch and I agree about anything, you guys have a problem here, okay? Because Dutch and I are like
collide. Me
and Dutch
line up. It's like a fucking solar eclipse,
dude.
When Mersh and I actually agree on
me
things.
Me and Dutch are like Ron Paul and Dennis Kucinich. If we're both coming across the aisle and going no on this one, on this,
it is a goddamn a miracle if that happens.
An adult can't molest another adult.
Yeah, they're cartoons.
No, it's called rape.
It's just called rape then.
Well, it's not even rape. It was just a feeling up kind of thing.
I feel like you guys like watching rapey cartoons. That's what my
mind is.
So it's
just
sexual
battery
stuff.
Then. That's fine. Sexual battery is fine.
It's whatever it is. Yeah.
Sexual battery. I like that, though. Actually, on our honeymoon, we had to, a week before we left, we had to take
are you about to accuse your husband of sexual battery?
Consensual sexual battery.
No, I was about to accuse
her.
You could
right,
feel
Ryan.
This one.
Oh, well, no. Anyway, like 2 weeks before our honeymoon, I don't know. Sometimes I just like pain and it just wasn't hard enough. And I didn't realize how hard he was actually hitting me, but hit the back of his hand and my ass bruised. And we had to rub Vicks Vapor Rub on my butt for a week so I could wear my thong and G-string on our honeymoon.
That doesn't, you know, that's meant for like your chest and like, okay.
Wait, you guys had sex before you were married?
What?
I never would have guessed.
Don't judge me.
You know, some people have rape fantasies. In this case, only one of us does. It's fine.
So it really isn't technically a
You're
rape.
You're being forced to be the raper?
He likes
rape?
It.
That is, dude. How much more abusive can you get when you're forced to be the one that forces somebody to do something?
Do I force you?
Yeah, force is the wrong word.
I would say the word is makes.
I would say ask politely.
I knew Ryan was cheering for you.
Ryan, did you abuse Dutch?
Dutch is like, he's been raping me way before you.
Years before you.
No. I have the rape. Cherry popping with Ryan.
That is a thing that has
I feel
been like,
prevalent
sexual. I'm sorry, go ahead.
I feel like off the air Ryan's a lot less reluctant than on the air Ryan. Just saying.
I feel like off the air Ryan's probably a little more gay.
I went on a spiritual journey and I got in touch with my inner self. And apparently it's a lot of raping.
He literally did tell me. I never thought I could do something like this.
Someone please, someone please grab that as a clip.
It's like the opposite
no,
side.
No, I didn't force him. He put a belt around my neck and felt bad about it later. I didn't even ask him about it.
He only did that because you said, put the belt around my neck, you bitch.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, and it was a WWE Championship belt.
It was an
intercontinental belt.
All right, I'm sorry. I apologize.
It wasn't that impressive.
Not as much prestige.
Was it
my
the
neck
new
is
one
not
with
that big?
Was it the new one with the white strap and the old school and that Ultimate Warrior ad?
Hey, does it really
no,
matter?
It, no, it's the one curious. That it's the one the spinner belt.
We have straps that go underneath the bed and come up the side to strap around your ankles and wrists. And Ryan's not the one in them.
Yeah.
And I didn't even ask for him. He bought it.
We also use it for ritualistic killings.
Can we stop talking down to the audience? They're called stirrups, first of all. And
no, it's not stirrups. Yes. Stirrups are, like, pop your legs up.
Yeah, Leah's mansplaining right now.
Yeah, duh. God. Read a book.
So Blade Runner?
Yeah, apparently I'm looking here. It's set in 2049.
Seen that far from now.
It actually looks pretty cool. I'm not gonna lie.
Blade Runner.
I wasn't the biggest fan of the original Blade. I mean, don't get me wrong. I get its place in cinematic history, but I wasn't the biggest fan of it.
Ditto.
And neither was. I mean, neither was I. It's like Nirvana. I wasn't a huge fan, but I get what they did.
Exactly.
Hey, Dutch! Breaking news.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Hold on. Where's the button? There's the button.
German police raided 36 homes over hateful Facebook post. Swear to God.
Oh, my God. Who's going to make the joke first?
Oh, no.
Just keep imploding.
Did they get put on a train?
Fuck you,
Europe. Is the luggage arriving later?
Keep imploding. Keep serving.
German police are cracking down.
Were all of them bagel-making factories?
That wasn't even veiled. German police are cracking down on what they perceived to be threats of coercion and incitement to hatred on online posts. Yesterday, police raided 36 homes over social media posts.
Did they also take a ruler to their eyes to see how far away they were to see if they were, you know, a certain race or not?
And allegedly contained hateful content, according to press release from the Federal Criminal Police Office of Germany. The police say the most of the accused posted politically motivated content, but one incident involved someone attacking the sexual orientation of a victim. Like we did for 30 minutes.
Is there anything in this article that like talks about the fact that like wrist tattoos have gone up in the last?
We didn't attack anybody's sexual.
Ryan has a wrist tattoo now.
For attention.
Yeah, but it's not a number. The raid was arranged on a specific day against internet hate posts, which the force apparently participated in last year too. German social media users are subject to punishment if they post illegal content, and incitement of hatred is illegal in Germany.
Can we not put like German and social in the same sentence? And start getting
What
about socialist? Too many buzzwords. Yeah. And a national.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I feel Germany peaked in 43. I kind of stopped listening.
That's not true. First of all, it was more like 41 because the war effort was lost by 42. The point is. Oh, sorry. You're saying something.
If anything, Brazil got a brilliant leader in 43. The New York Times reports that the raid comes at this country's debates a new social media law. That sounds great. Designed to crack down on hate speech. Although it's unclear whether it'll be able to pass, some experts told the papers, oh, God, oh, where are your papers, that they believe they deem
uncontrollable. They're cracking down on hate speech. There's not enough of it.
Jesus, relax over there, Alfredo Strasser.
The statute would force social.
Former dictator of Paraguay? No, nothing.
Why so deep?
Nazi sympathizer?
The statute would force social media networks to take obvious criminal content down within 24 hours of posting.
Obvious criminal content.
Which means I'm not taking down any content.
Which means people can still run us over with trucks. But if you speak out about it, you, sir.
And the investigation is being led by the up and coming political star, Ladoff Hilter.
No, that's not the name. Facebook issued a statement when the law was proposed. The draft law provides an incentive to delete content that is not clearly legal when social networks of Facebook.
How many pride likes did that statement get?
Also, Germany is going. She is obsessed with the pride likes lately. She's on that kick.
I have a pride like option, and I use it all the time.
But no,
it's
so
racist
I actually
not to use it.
I actually
or
heard
success
that
or whatever.
I heard that the EU is going to pass a law soon in all the countries where it will be illegal to shoot into the windshield of a truck that's running you over, because that would be a hate crime, and you don't want that, folks. Do not be Islamophobic.
And remember,
I like to call the EU ew.
And remember, according
yes, so does most of Europe.
Ew. And by the way,
clearly England did.
According to Huffington Post and BuzzFeed.
Poland's next.
According to Huffington Post and BuzzFeed.
It's bigotry not to have sex with your gay friend. I know.
And also the Washington Post.
Also, Trump likes a steak with ketchup on it. Well done. Gross.
Germany is the new leader of the free world. It's no longer the U.S.
Germany is the new Germany. Because Germany
hasn't changed. But did you guys hear about Covfefe?
Oh, my God.
I thought it was Covfefe.
When are the impeachment hearings going to begin already?
Oh, my God. Do you guys not like Trump? I feel like I'm the only one.
Oh, God.
I was a huge fan of the entire like bust over, but now it's like, okay, he's a clown.
He defeated Vince McMahon, so who else is going to be president?
Dude, he's honestly,
I would rather this than fucking Hillary. I'm not even lying. I do prefer this over Hillary.
So do I. Listen, here's the thing. He's now a clown too, but it's I hate the system. This whole system's fucked. And to watch the system still trying.
I like how we're delving into this 2 minutes before we have to get out.
But he's like, it's fun watching the system still try to force him out of their stomach. Like, they're still trying to gag him out, and he's not leaving. It's like watching a cat go in the corner for 20
but
minutes.
The upside
like,
is
four
hilarious.
Years.
For
4 years. Happen.
4 to 8.
Yeah, you forget how many states don't have oceans.
He doesn't want to be there, but right around re-election time, you know, just out of pure arrogance, he's going to be like, I'm going to run again. Fuck him. No, I'm going to show them. And you're like, no, you didn't want to do this, remember?
I didn't finish building that wall.
You'll be like, you didn't finish any of the things you said you were going to do. I'm going to go again. Watch. Show him I can win twice.
That's his part.
It's just
you're gonna want that wall.
Look, the upside is that going back to the
gym, I don't know if you heard, there's gonna be solar panels on it.
Oh, solar panels.
Solar panels.
Solar panels to power all of Mike Pence's fucking repatriation centers.
The next worker we're going to install your solar panel.
All right, Marie, why don't you hit some music? We're gonna get out of here now. It is about that time. Thank you guys for listening. Anything we need to plug tonight?
Gunsfortards.com. It's still around.
My girlfriend's butt.
I can't believe we're playing this. It's been a long
old school. You asked me to do it?
Holy shit. Yeah, this is old school. I love this.
I don't know. Last time I was on the show, I heard this.
Yeah, okay.
This might be new for you.
All right, guys. Thank you for listening. We'll be back next week. And when are you guys? When are you going to visit, guys?
We're probably going to move in 2 weeks, so we'll visit then.
Okay, cool. All right, guys, we're out of here. Bye, everybody.
Mitch and Sherry's wedding. Check for Twitter for updates.
Oh, yeah, do that. We're out of here.
He kicked him in a penis.
He was a lot like you. Maybe not quite as heavy.
Your nippers are so pink!
And is in me too. One day they woke me up so I could.
There's gonna be a meeting between your ass and the palm of my hand!